Beyonce production.
BoxingBliss.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
Smiling people. Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the proper role, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Kayla, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the queen, Martha K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, nuts. Don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean the best. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian and Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus, man.
Without
Chide,
ain't nothing. Without
the
call,
looking,
ain't nothing.
Natural,
TKO,
San Diego, California.
Big Fish Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida. Detroit, the incredible, straight out of the ATL.
Jack Benita, Huntsville, Alabama. It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show kid, my first New York sucker.
NSCS promotion.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Checking in from Tennessee is Lethal James, P-A-Y-N-D.
It's Lethal.
Line 6 Reed, we're spreading that boots gospel.
Oh, from Bama, only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Ford, Twin Heights, Brooklyn, you heard?
Four chicken wings and french fries, breakfast and champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, give me this coach, J-Mac. Going to Louisiana, 504, baby.
What have you?
C-Y-D.
California.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon.
This is the number one pound-for-pound and two-division champion, Marvin the Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
Mr. D.C. L.B. Sugar from D.C. to Stunt City, Bone Squad.
Brandon Maurice, a.k.a. the ATL Trucker, straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
Matt Pamponji, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Chicken Chicarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SBS shit,
This message was brought to you by SBS Promotion.
The voice of the people. There is no equal.
You can add Nesta Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation.
As always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBD for life. If you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today is Previews and Prediction Day, and we will be previewing all this weekend's big fights and going over any headlines, news, and notes and getting things right. Let me introduce my co-host, Daniel Alvarez. What it do?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, I'm good. What's going on, bro?
Good, man. It's another day.
Another day.
Another day. I brought out the baseball bat. I brought out the baseball bat. I know
Why?
This is a boxing podcast, but I chose to bring the baseball bat on the show.
I mean, it should be.
I should be.
Bringing out the baseball bat on the show.
Yeah, so.
I don't get the why? Why are you bringing a baseball bat?
It's
the baseball bat, bro.
Oh, you want to drink? Yeah, Danny did come out with the 1942, so I'm going to join him. You know, as the rule is, never leave a man behind, so I have to drink with my buddy. I don't know why you see it like that, Bo. I just checked the back end. It's not.
It's not their way.
Nah, let me double check, though. Look, you see? It says subscribers.
Refresh it.
Yeah. But big fight this weekend, Danny.
Undisputed.
Who's going for it?
I'm going to the fight. Is that what
no, who's mean? Going for it? You said undisputed. Who's going for undisputed?
Oh, Jermell Charlo and Brian Castaño, of course, in a rematch as their first attempt.
Damn, it really did look like a baseball bat on the playback, like a little mini bat.
Yeah, bro. You've never heard that
no,
before?
I mean, you ain't. You made it clear at lunch. I haven't been in the club scene for about a decade, so, you know, you're right.
It definitely wasn't the club scene. It was New York, remember? Come on. Don't do me like that. But, yeah, Jermell Charlo, Brian Castaño 2 for Undisputed Showtime main event Saturday night alongside a co-main event, Jaron Boutenis going up against Castillo Clayton in the IBF title eliminator. So it'll be good fights there. Obviously, Floyd doing his thing in Dubai. And then also in the L.A. area, Zurdo Ramirez, that's in Ontario. He's headlining on his own. Sergey Kovalev is headlining on Triller. Yes, on Triller. So that's in L.A. as well. That's in Inglewood. So
a lot of fights to discuss, huh?
A lot of fights to talk about, bro. A lot of fights to talk about. Where do you want to start?
The biggest, obviously. That's what everybody's here for. Jermell Charlo and Brian Castaño, Jaron Ennis, and Castillo Clayton. I think that's where the bulk of today's show will be, unless you believe it'll go in another direction.
No, I agree. I totally agree. But let's get started with the big one this weekend. Obviously, like I said, Undisputed, second attempt at it, Showtime, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern this Saturday night. And it's at the War Grounds, and I've been pushing that, and I've never been to a fight there that's disappointed me. I have seen fights there that haven't lived up, just not when I've been there. So I'm going to bring that good energy. I'm going to bring, I don't know, man. I'm excited to meet some of our TBV people, and I'm excited for the fight. The first one was very exciting. Both men caught each other in the first fight. I do believe Jermell Charlo happened to have the bigger shots in that fight. But obviously, Brian Castaño came forward. A lot of people felt Castaño won. A lot of people felt Charlo won. Obviously, very close odds, as you guys can see in the chat. If you guys see in the chat right now, we do have a poll up. And in the poll, right there, those odds are specific to Method of Victory. But if you do look up just money line odds, very close odds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a tight one. I do think this fight goes the distance regardless. I was honestly thinking, sitting back, and I was thinking that it would end early. But I'm going to be honest, bro. I went back, watched the first one. They took each other's shots, and although they were rocky, I don't think neither one of them was, like, truly hurt to where, like, he had to clinch to not go down or you give a...
Nah, I think they both had to back up.
Yeah. But, like I'm saying, I don't think it was, like, one of those, like, they were really hurt. So now that they took their punches, I feel like they know what to expect. And I think that Charlo will be able to make the necessary adjustments to come out victorious Saturday night.
I mean, well, it says it in the line. Castaño is a plus 700 by knockout. That's usually not indicative of you getting a knockout. I mean, Bo, you have some pretty vast betting experience. When you see a guy with a plus 700 by knockout, is that, I don't know, what is your interpretation of it?
They typically, I mean, just generally speaking, that means they don't either know the guy or the guy pretty much has no power.
And which is crazy because for Castaño to be a plus 700 in this case, he is the alleged puncher, you know? So, or if he's not a puncher, he's the one that has the puncher's chance. Because boxing, I don't think anybody thought that he would win via decision. Or am I wrong about that?
So you're saying that you feel it would have to be via knockout in order for him to come out victorious?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, right? I feel like Charlo is the one that can but again, maybe I'm overlooking Castaño's skill, right? You know, I obviously have the entire career of Charlo to assess because I've watched it. Castaño, I think the first time I watched him was versus Laura. Who'd he fight before then, Bo? Let me double check, but I don't even want to act like I know. I was going to say a name. If I'm right, I'll let y'all know. But does anyone remember who he fought before Laura?
Yeah, Patrick Teixeira.
Oh.
That was the bubble fight, remember?
Yes.
He came in
there.
That's
how he got the belt.
Teixeira was champion.
Yes.
That was after Laura.
And there was,
I remember that.
There was like the big push because obviously in the world's biggest sport, soccer, Brazil and Argentina have that rivalry. So they were really pushing that for this one with Castaño being from Argentina and obviously Patrick Teixeira being from Brazil. So that was that was this fight before.
We would like to welcome Stacy Porter to the prospect level.
Shout out,
new YouTube member.
Shout out, Stacy. Go ahead and check out our members only BTS footage. It is out. It's titled
Rod for sure. Rod in
Vlog.
The chat.
It's got a green dot and it's titled Vlog. Jardín Billboards to welcome the boxing voice.
Damn.
So check that out. Only a cool 9 minutes. And it's open to all members of all levels right here on youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And Bo.
Yes, sir.
Let my good friend George screen share for the wheel, and then you explain to them the new things on the wheel.
So,
what did we get rid of first?
We got rid of the infamous loser turn.
It was so popular amongst the people.
What?
Oh shit! I forgot.
We got rid of it. It's no more spins where you just lose like that. Loser turn. That was. You know, it made me feel bad when other people landed on Lose the Turn.
I thought it was your idea.
It was Bo's idea.
Actually, let the record show it was Brandon Lenz's idea. And I know a lot of you are going to think, oh, Ness, he's always up to games. It actually was Brandon. To his defense, though, he wanted it made like the Jeopardy wheel where it's
A portion of
so one slot, as you can see, the slot of the hat, he wanted that divided into three with two higher level prizes like hoodie, hat, and in the middle,
lose a turn. Yeah.
So what we added in replacement of the lose a turn was a Benavidez glove entry plus one additional entry.
That's
if you
right.
land on it. So
right.
so they get two entries.
Two
for the
entries.
Price
so it's
one.
So it's $15, correct. But if you land on it, you really are getting $30
worth of entries.
Raffle tickets.
Right.
Yes. So you can catch up and or improve your probability at winning because when Danny sticks his hand in the hat, there's more probability of him pulling your said raffle ticket if you've been winning by two or have more than one. You know, right? You got more of an opportunity to win than me and Bo if we only have one ticket. You know what I mean?
Just imagine if A-Town 79, the streak that he been on landing on the lose a turn.
I'm lost. Who's A-Town 79?
A-some 79. What?
A-Crown 79.
A-Crown 79. Oh. A-Crown 79. If he would have landed on double entry into the Benavidez Glove all those times that he landed on lose a turn, he would have had like 10 entries in the
Nah, for sure. That shit was crazy how many loser turns he got.
He kept landing on it. But again, you would not only get one entry, but you'll get an additional entry. So it's Benavidez Glove entry plus one.
That's
you get two entries into the Benavidez Glove if you land on the Benavidez plus one slot on the wheel.
Well, Bo, you've been killing it, you know, doing these daily raffles. And that's, I just want to say salute, bro.
Salute.
For showing the people that it's important to give back.
Absolutely.
You know, fuck lose a turn. We're going to give you another entry.
And we still have to implement. I'm going to just copy paste it right now to Bo. And, you know, he'll fill us in on the particulars. But we still have to implement London Runs Boxing suggestion, where we've gotten some good ideas from, and we're going to try and implement into the show in the next day or so.
Rod in the chat, bro, hit me up. We can definitely make that happen. Hit me up, Instagram or Twitter, Ringwalk Danny. You know where to find me. Sticky Pulse.
Brazy said, R.I.P. Brazy said, Canelo lost to a C-level fighter. That was not a C-level fighter. That was a real champion who beat current champions. Thank you.
So Kenneth, who's been a Patreon since October 2016. Mm. Fucking ring that fucking alarm, Bo. Sorry, Miss Mason.
You just sent me, bro.
Sorry, Miss Mason.
That's like a whole story he wrote.
Hey, man. Hey, this is what I'm... Hey, he's detailed.
I'll
man.
Read it
That's
after the show.
No, not in the show.
After that, yeah, I'm going to read it after the show.
Okay. So, Kenneth, who's been a Patreon since 2016 of October, says, will the keychains be on the website? As of now, no. We are having our website built out, and there will be, I believe, Shopify. So soon, Bo won't have to do all that. I forgot about that. So you should probably be calling Kyla about that. So, yeah, they're not on the website, not anytime soon. And these are a 50 limited edition.
Yeah, these are 1 of 50.
Yeah, and Danny took one, so actually 1 of 49.
Nelson took another. So
No, you actually have one on your keys. I've seen it in the restaurant.
No, I took it off, champ.
Oh, look, he's trying to. Now he's going to give y'all a used one.
No, I'm not going
to. It went all the way to the Cuban restaurant with him and everything.
No,
I think
not,
it's only 47 because I got one on my keychain at the house, but it's going on my keychain.
There you go. So then we've lost three.
I wouldn't even think about it like that. It was so many in the pot, I just wanted to, like, jump in the box with all the keychains. But
it did look like a lot, but
it was
in fact, it's only 50.
Yeah.
It's only 47.
So Justin White sends a Patreon message, and he says, I got trouble super chatting. Any advice? Yes. Delete the app. Before you delete it, I would say log out. Delete, re-download, log back in. Usually works. That's what I have. You know, that's the advice I've been getting for years, and usually that works for people. So on the undercard, I mean, I guess we should pick officially. I'm still going with Jermell Charlo. Nothing has changed. I know that our betting expert was saying that it's good money for Castaño, but I will still be picking, what is this?
Jermell Charlo.
I still will be picking Jermell Charlo.
Obviously we can't vote since we do have, you know, access to the YouTube account, but if you could vote, how would you vote on the poll?
Decision.
So Charlo decision. So that would pay you at a plus 120.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, 138
actually,
votes in. Hold on, Nestor. 138 votes in, 33% of the public feel the same as you, Nest. Charlo decision. 35% of the people feel they'll take the plus 300 pick for Charlo knockout. 24% of the people feel Castaño decision at a plus 300. And only 9% of the people feel Castaño knockout at a plus 700.
Yeah, so let me get a screen share, George. If you go to mybookie.ag, use the code BETTBV, you actually get a little better odds than what we are showing on our poll. You can actually get Charlo by decision at a plus 130. So for every $100, you will make $130, right? Boom. So you put that 100 in, and that 100 makes you 130 plus your 100 back. If you believe in Charlo, obviously same for 1,000. Put 1,000 in, makes you 1,300.
That's good money right there.
Just make sure
baby,
you put
you want
bet TBV. Now, I'm strongly recommending Decision.
I agree.
And I'm strongly recommending you at least bet $10 and go ahead and make, I don't know, what 12, was it? 12.
You would make.
You would make 13 plus your 10 back.
We just got a monster super chat.
Oh, monster. Is it a monster like that? Like, what's a monster super chat? What's a monster look
we
like?
We got a $49.99 from Chucho Arzola.
Oh.
And it says, been hearing you guys for a couple months and love the show a lot.
Thank you.
But I need the Mexican monster glove.
Ooh. It's so funny. It's so funny. We're going to wait 1 second because maybe that's a sign. You know, we're very religious people here.
Mm.
So Danny was, let me not play with that. But me and Danny were outside smoking and he said, yo, we should do a $25 what? Remember you said that.
Nah, I said a $50 like for entries into everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us how y'all feel about it. You know, I just seen that $25, so I thought you said $25.
No, I said $50.
Because
that was a $50.
That was a $50. So yeah. There you go. So I was going to say maybe we should start it with that $50 piece as a sign that you were right. So what that means, Bo, is because he sent 50, regardless on what he lands, he is.
We
no,
couldn't even
no.
spin it.
Is it one? You're saying he lands on one, but is he lands on all? Because it's not my idea, honestly. What was your idea?
No, I was saying something. It's not perfect, just an idea.
It was a working idea. Remember, this is what happens when you smoking,
when
baby.
No, we throwing ideas.
You're coming up with shit.
But
that's how we came up with. That's how we came up with getting rid of the. To lose a turn, you know? I mean, obviously Brandon called very hot during lunch.
Today?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Expressing his anger.
His anger. But I was
disappointment, rather.
$50 gets you an entry into...
Automatic?
Everything.
So it's automatic. That's what Bo was saying. So you don't even spin the wheel.
Yeah, you just enter. Say no more.
So are we like all agreeing on that right now?
I agree.
So are we like putting our hands in like right now? Like
Chucho.
We're in the huddle. Let's go.
Chucho.
Let's go. On three.
George.
Come on.
What you thinking,
come
George?
Come on.
Come on, George.
Come on, Danny. Get up, Danny. One, two, three. TBB. Let's go.
Chucho,
great
you have just been entered into everything on the wheel.
One entry.
Right.
One entry into everything.
We got a $2 super chat.
What up?
From Average Boxing Fan that says, the Mexican monster crying laughing face. No, mamen, ese güey no es mexicano.
Oh, that's how y'all
shots
doing?
Fired. Do the shots fired.
He's not purebred enough?
Do the shots fired. Wow. Chucho Arzola sent another $50.
Chucho.
He said, let's go. Just because you said it, and it's all God's plan, sink it to the sky.
Oh, well, now he's got four, right? That makes four. Damn, so he's already in the lead. All right.
We got A-Crown 79 with a $10 super chat, so we will be spinning the wheel for you, champ. He said, message saying, nah, Danny tripping. We all not rich. LOL. Tim.
That's why the Super Chat wheel is there, so you could get in where you fit in. So I bet you we're going to get – well, let me wait and see. We're going to go ahead and spin the wheel for A Crown and Young Jeezy. We need that sound bite, Brandon. I can't sing that every day.
A Crown 79 with another Super Chat, $2, says, okay, on everything, I'm good with that.
Yo, look. He got A Crowd. You got the new one we just made plus one. So, but he's only a $10. So you
got
to send that
$5.
George, put up the 1 minute.
A Crowd,
you better hurry up. Cause
actually, he already sent two. So, A Crowd, you just got to send
$3 more.
You get two entries into the David Benavidez.
There you go.
Raffle. The David Benavidez autograph custom TBV signature glove.
Yep.
Boom.
So,
Chucho, you killing my thumbs right now, bro. I just had to double entry you into the hoodie, the T-shirt, the hat, the keychain.
No, but you know what you should do?
And the Benavidez glove. Just, I'm adding your second entry now, and then I'll put in A Crowns.
You know what you should do? Don't put double names. Just put the number by their name. In the later, not today. You can change it. Instead of having multiple Chuchos, just put Chucho plus the number.
I like how long the list is getting, though. It looked pretty cool to see that, like,
it's gonna
people
make it,
actually landed
gonna make
on
it. Go make it harder to keep track of what they got because you got to count each name as you find it.
But the double entry is making it pretty cool. So I'm glad that idea was brought up. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah,
thank you,
welcome.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah,
Brandon
shout
Lee.
Out.
Thank
no,
you, bro.
No,
and
no.
And Ness for agreeing
no,
and allowing.
None of them deserve that credit.
Don't. I hope you don't try to take all the credit for this.
It's not me either.
Okay.
It's actually Harding. Had they not supplied us with such fine flour,
we wouldn't have the power, or should I say Danny? Danny wouldn't have the power to come up with such a great idea.
Well, we're a team, bro. We're a team, you know, and we help each other's ideas. Acron 39 did send another super chat, $5. He says, got you, fire emoji.
He's in.
Fire emoji.
Cheers
champ.
To Danny for getting it right.
Champ.
Cheers.
So,
cheers.
Acron 79, you now have
cheers,
two
buddy.
Entries into
don't
the David Benavidez.
Why you
autograph.
What's up with Bo?
Let's show him.
Yo, why does... Oh,
George,
I forgot,
could we get a zoom
forgot.
In, zoom in?
I remember.
Ooh.
That's good right there. Oh!
David Benavidez, the Mexican monster.
Pow.
Now, Danny, what's in the trunk? What's in the trunk of your car?
You know, I keep a lot of shit in my trunk, too.
But what did you just put this afternoon?
I put some custom TBV signature gloves in my trunk.
And, Bo, what did you put in your trunk?
Custom TBV signature gloves.
Ness, did you happen to put some in your trunk as
well? I most certainly put two pairs of red and black signature TBV custom gloves in the red and black C8. So we're all armed and ready to keep getting you guys signature. Honestly, we need to make a poll, Bo.
Let me
not
say
on
one thing.
Hmm?
Back in the day, bro, when I became Patreon, I started at the $15 level. Then I moved up to the $30 level. But to get one single 35. Glove, 35, excuse me. To get one single glove, you have to pay $100 per month to get one single glove.
Yeah. No, it's $100 per month for 2 months. Guarantees you one.
See what I'm saying? I'm just blessed to be a part of what's going on now due to the fact that we're finna get multiple gloves signed. We have multiple signed. I've been shipping them out. I don't have any personally, but just being around them makes me feel good. And being able to deliver and ship them makes me feel good as well. So
yeah, like
that's all I wanted to say.
We definitely wanted to get Rayos. We wanted to get Diego's. But we didn't come armed with enough. Like we
I
felt
fit
like
them in my bag.
No, of course
we would have.
We felt like if we only have four, we needed four of the Mexican monster because you know, people want the Mexican monster. But we do need to make a poll, Bo.
So delete the.
No. I mean on the community page, you can do that now in the future, probably even from your phone too. So on the community page, we need to make a poll like. Should we get every fighter signature? You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean every single, but like, I don't know. Would someone have wanted today's guest signature?
Yep.
You know? I don't know. Would someone have wanted Christian Thun's undefeated heavyweight? You know? No, he didn't win a title yet, but so we need to have that. We need to poll our audience so that we know what gloves we should begin. Obviously, we know you want the biggest names first. We understand, but there may be still some people that want prospects.
If we put a poll up,
prospects.
For each person that came in, yes or no, do you want everyone? It would be overwhelming yes for every single guest.
You think so?
Who? Well, look, I mean, they don't want like people who not boxers.
We got a bunch of cash ass we got to get to. First one is coming from.
Then let's talk about boxing afterwards.
Jaime Nieto, $10 cash app. Mm. So spin that wheel for Mr. Jaime.
And we do want to thank each and every one of you tuned in. Make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, notification bell. We are only 150 subscribers away of that next goal of 140,000 subs.
How many? 100?
150
Damn.
Away.
Let's go.
From 140.
Let's go.
So trying to, we're inching our way there. So make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Spin it.
And let's spin that wheel.
Yo, we've never, can we get a smoke break? Like, can I get some love?
We hadn't even talked about no boxing.
Look.
Spin it. Today is a blessed day, bro.
Blessed day for them Benavidez fans. Yeah. Clapping sound bite. I can't go to it. Totally.
What name was
take
that on
down.
The Cash App?
Who was that now?
Take that down. Hey,
Who was that?
Jaime Nieto. What did he land
that's
on?
That's his third entry. He
No. That's $10, though. He got to up that five.
Yeah, he got to
send. He in there twice five. Already for the club.
He got to up that five, so put that clock. And we got another one on Cash App, and that is coming from Miguel P. $15. So he wants to spin. No message, just to spin.
Spin that wheel.
Spin this wheel.
With the five that Jaime sends, it's gonna be he gonna have at this point the most entries into the raffle for the Benavidez.
If he make that cut, hat up, and Bo, tell him there's a shortage on these hats.
Oh yeah, it's only six hats left.
Only
damn,
six hats left.
That's it.
Everybody keeps sending and buying, like just getting it outside of the raffle. Yeah. They keep sending it by like every day, and we just signed a hat today. He had Bougie from Broward asked that all three of us actually signed the Boxing Voice hat, and we signed it. I hadn't shipped it yet, but the label is printed. All I got to do is just package it and take it to the post office.
So shout out to you, bro. Definitely got your signatures just like you asked.
And that guy just now name was?
Jaime Nieto.
No, I already got him. It was somebody else just sent.
That was Miguel P.
Miguel P.
Timer is out.
Timer out. All right. Let me pull up this schedule here, Danielle.
Let's go.
Who's on the undercard? Boots Ennis versus Castillo Clayton.
Yep.
So, obviously, we had a betting expert. He was basically saying bet the over 5.5.
Yes, to bet the over.
But he only said that if you think that Clayton is durable enough to make it to the decision, bet Ennis. Bet the over 5.5, right?
Correct.
Do you think Clayton is durable enough to make it to the 12?
Look, man, we'll see. We know that he going into this fight, he's not going in to get a knockout. So He, it's like you need the knockout, right? Because you're not going to win a decision, but you're not known for your knockout. So really, like, what do you do? But I do think that he is durable enough to, you know, go to at least make it past that 5.5 mark. You know, 20 fights already, 19 wins, 12 knockouts. I'm trying to see the last time he didn't at least go past that mark. Like, it's been since 2017 he fought a guy that was 12-8, and that was the last time he didn't at least make it that far into a fight. So I definitely think that this fight does go at least to that point. But it really, I thought the same shit in the Delorme fight, Ness. I thought it was going to go the over. I thought that we were going to see Boots get tested a little bit. I thought we were going to see Boots get some rounds in, and that was far from the case. So, you know, for all we know, Boots could come in here and get another first, second, third round stoppage. So, I'm staying away from this fight as far as the betting because Boots is a minus 1600 money line. So, obviously, I'm not going to bet the money line. Boots by KO, like, what was that? I think that was still a minus 700.
That's why he said bet the over.
I doubt we can find it, but it would be great if we could find a site that had, like, the group round betting. Because I'm
yes.
sure you could get a lot better odds, like betting rounds 1-3, 4-6.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
the only people that I remember doing that was DraftKings and FanDuel.
DraftKings, FanDuel, Bovada.
They do group rounds?
Yes, Bovada does.
I wonder, has FanDuel changed yet? Or are they still, where do they operate out of?
We just got a hardcore super chat.
Huh, hardcore. What that says?
It's from Topentine, and it's a $1.99 super chat, and it says, please analyze, oh my gosh, I can't even pronounce his name, just 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds.
Udolphia versus Bentley.
I want to get the first name right,
Kovalev versus Pulev.
Yeah, Linus Udolphia versus Denzel Bentley and Terrell Pulev versus Sergey Kovalev. I'm going to go first. I think that Bentley should defeat Linus Udolphia. Udolphia hasn't fought the best of competition. I'm a type of guy, you got to prove yourself for me to bet on you or pick you. Denzel Bentley has proved himself more, in my opinion, by fighting more notable names than Udolphia. And, yeah, so I'm going to pick Bentley on that one. And when it comes to the Kovalev versus Terrell Pulev, or Terrell Pulev. I've never seen Terrell Pulev fight, but he is 16-0 with 13 knockouts. And I have seen a lot of Kovalev. He's moving up in weight, so it makes me skeptical. And just based off his last, his performance against Canelo and stuff like that, I think I'm going to go with the knockout artist. I will call him Pulev, being bigger and stronger against the old man Kovalev. I don't really want to pick him, but I'm going to pick him. Daniel?
Yeah, I'm going Denzel Bentley. And, bro, I'm going with the draw on the Kovalev-Pulev fight.
Mm. That's a tough pick right there. Especially in the cruiserweight division,
you know,
where a knockout is more likely.
I take my pick back. I'm going, it's going to be a no contest. They're going to have a headbutt before the end of the fourth round.
Or a low blow.
But then that'd be a disqualification.
So you could bet fight doesn't go to the distance, and I'm sure it's good odds on it.
I've always wondered, right, because things like that are really tricky.
What?
Like, disqualifications and shit. Like, if you bet that the fight doesn't go the distance and the fighter gets disqualified,
automatically you win.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of people not getting paid out for certain bets.
Really?
Yeah, over controversial shit.
Certain times, different bookies, all the time, different bookies have different rules, but most majority of the bookies and whatnot, disqualification and things like that are included into the fight doesn't go to distance.
Wasn't there a big betting site that gave everybody their money back who bet the Michael Fox
I think it is Patty Power,
but yeah,
so it's probably like an Irish book.
Wow, is this real?
I remember the fight, I just don't remember that they gave the money back. I wish I would have bet with them. I don't know if I did bet, but if I did bet, I wish I would have made it with them.
Yeah, because obviously how controversial it was and shit. So if you bet Michael Fox, they gave everybody that bet Michael Fox their money back.
Nice.
Shout out to Charlo, made it to First Take with Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Mel?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty big names, though. My dad asked me what they were fighting. Was Charlo fighting?
Which is crazy, right? Like, Bob has a deal. When he reads up, he needs to take advantage of those. Like, how am I with ESPN and my fighters don't get on First Take and Max Boxing? That's not like a regular thing.
So here's the thing, right? I 1,000,000% agree on the Max on Boxing. It's tough with First Take, bro. It's tough with First Take because it's like, yeah, your fighters are with ESPN, but guess what? So is the NBA. And then, like, they're not exclusive.
Yeah, but you can't squeeze in Shakur for 5 minutes. Like, at that level, you can make 5 minutes and give good questions, bam, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, he unified. You know, you can't squeeze in Vasyl Lomachenko. You can't squeeze in Tyson Fury.
So, honestly, saying it like that, I agree. And the one reason I agree, if they was able to squeeze me on First Take, then they could squeeze.
Oh, yeah, you did make it the cup.
He made it.
I made it on First Take.
But that was when they was doing live out of a MGM property, right?
Yeah.
You're famous, too.
Because I made it almost on, man. I took pictures with Steven and Max. They did it. No, I think it was Skip at the time. They did it outside. I was pretty heavy at the time. I was mad.
Yeah, that was like the second one I went to in 3 weeks. or the first one I went to in 3 weeks. They did it for Mayweather, McGregor, and then Canelo and Triple G won. So, but yeah, no,
and
I agree.
Understand.
I agree because that was during like the Molly World segment where they answer fans' questions and stuff like that. So if they could squeeze that shit in, they definitely could squeeze in, you know, Shakur Stevenson, a Jermell Charlo, a Devin Haney, you know.
Absolutely.
Boots Dennis.
Absolutely. Devin Haney deserves to be on there. And guess what? Now he won't because he's going to be going to Australia pretty soon.
No,
so
he was just on there.
On First Take?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. Good for them.
First Take, Max on Boxing, and then I want to say also Stephen A's, like, podcast or radio show or whatnot.
Good for them. Good for them because they need to, man. You got to take advantage of that network. I can't be on your network and not get in the shine of being on that network. It's like, what the hell is we doing?
No, it's really important to get that out there. And honestly, if you look at shows like Ariel Helwani, which is they have it through ESPN, and obviously they really push it, and I think that we really need that with boxing as well. So getting these fighters on these shows to provide exposure to the common casual fight fan, you know, that may not know that there is an undisputed fight for a historic fight, first ever, you know, should there be a victor this Saturday night. So I think it's really vital to get that.
Two things.
What's up?
May 12th, Tito Mercado is fighting, which is today. Do you have UFC Fight Pass since you watch UFC?
I do not.
You?
I don't watch UFC.
So we ain't watching Mercado. But.
Well, we could watch it like right now.
I mean, it's at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, not right
now. I would
love
to do that.
No, it's not right now, but it's at 7 p.m. But, I mean, yeah, you and George could set up a thing, and then we'll just fucking buy it. Second, I forgot.
Damn.
Well, we got a poll right now.
Mm-hmm.
37 minutes into the poll.
Sorry.
Okay, you good.
I did remember. Can you type in Spanish as good as you can speak?
No.
Because Jackson Marina's answered.
Oh, there ain't no problem.
Voice message.
I know, but you're on the show.
There ain't no problem. This is organic. This is the shit that we literally have to go through to get guests on the show. So
you about to just let them hear what you're going to tell them?
Yeah, Jackson, dímelo.
You have to actually press
El
the button.
Amigo. Que lo que?
Que lo que?
Dice, cuando ustedes quieran, estamos a la orden.
Very humble.
Very.
Very humble.
Very. You think it's because he heard Bullet?
I don't know, but.
It's because he knew El Negro said, hola, Jackson. That's what it was. He knew
what
it was El Negro.
Bro, so what
hell?
If he would have responded right away? And...
He did respond, and I didn't do nothing.
God damn.
I never did. I just wanted to get his attention because I knew I could pass it off to one of y'all.
Who sent this in the DM? What's this?
What's that, champ? What's that? Man, I agree. It does seem like boxers are rarely on ESPN shows, at least that is.
Certainly not enough, Danny.
But we do have the poll. It's 39 minutes into the poll. 326 votes, and the poll is Jermell Charlo versus Brian Castano. Who you picking and how? We got Charlo with a decision at a plus 120, Castano with decision plus 300, Charlo by knockout plus 300, Castano by knockout plus 700. And it looks like Charlo by knockout is leading the poll at 34%. And followed by Charlo by decision at 28%, Castano by decision at 25%, and Castano by knockout at a measly 12%. So if you believe what you picking and believe what you thinking, go to mybookie.ag, place that bet. You can make money, you know, and make sure you use the code BETTBV so we can get a little kickback. And you know what I'm saying? Benefit us to get more gifts for more listeners on more shows each morning.
Well, we finally going to be flying our first fighter out. No confirmation, so we won't give a guess just yet. He just narrowed it down.
Or the guy. Or the couple.
He just narrowed it down. But Yeah, man, we'll give confirmation once everything is confirmed.
Hold on, Luis Reyes. He just said, "Bo, I have faith you can make it happen in Spanish, El Negrito." I said El Negro, not El Negrito. What is Negrito?
Same shit, little.
Just little.
Dang, you call me Little Black. I'm supposed to be Big Black.
All right, so there is a lot of fights this weekend, guys. Obviously, you're going to want to tune into your key main fights. May 14th, you're going to have the Jermell Charlo, Brian Castaño fight and everything on that undercard. That's going to be on Showtime. So credit to Showtime for not putting this one on pay-per-view and charging us a bunch of extra money. So Jerron Ennis versus Castillo Clayton. I'm going to go – I don't want to be a hater and say he's going to make a decision. I think he'll still stop him. I want to believe everybody that we've interviewed, they all talk about how big he is and how good he is and how special he is. You don't really hear anything bad. You only hear that he's knocked people out in sparring. The rumor that he's knocked out Nicholson. So, you know, I'm going to go with Ennis by knockout under six. I'm going to do what Danny says. I'm going to imagine that we did have a wonderful affiliation with a magnificent betting site and that they were giving us rounds 1-6. But if you got that bread, you can always bet on runs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Just bet the under, which is technically 5.5, so halfway through the
round. I mean, the under isn't as sexy, right? So the under is, let me see here, plus 220. No, that's, the under. Wow. No, that's under 10.5. That's Jermell Charlo. I'm on the wrong one. That's right. We don't have fucking Ennis. What's Ennis you got? What do you got for Ennis?
As far as odds?
Yeah. Is it just the over-under? No props?
No, it wasn't even the over-under, just the money line.
Sheesh.
So, like
telling
I said,
you, bro,
minus
boxing betting.
Minus 1,600. For,
all right. Yeah. Well, other than that, they got Kevin Gonzalez versus Emmanuel Rivera Nieves. Those are junior featherweights. I've never heard of either of these guys. Either.
Who? Say that again.
Kevin Gonzalez versus Emmanuel Rivera Nieves.
Well, look, Kevin Gonzalez is undefeated in this, 24-0-1 with 13 KOs, but this is his first fight in the U.S., so no names really of note. And Emmanuel Rivera Nieves, 19-2-0 with 12 KOs, and this, actually, you may have seen him fight. Actually, you may have caught this fight.
Oh, sure. Mm.
July of last year at the Buckhead Fight Club.
Oh, wow. Who he fought?
Jonathan Lacona Ramos. And Ramos was 18-30-5. And that was
where's he from?
That was a six-round unanimous
decision. Yo. ESPN went in a bag. You said Kevin Gonzalez?
Yeah, Kevin Gonzalez.
Bro, the other fight, the undercard, is a pro debut. They spent all the money on that main event. They got a dude from Buckhead and then a pro debut and then Ennis and you know that like.
Well, they got Marcos Hernandez on their card as well.
Where?
I seen
he fired in Brandon Lynch, Eddie Murphy.
He on a YouTube stream. He ain't on this card.
No, yeah, not on the Showtime. Kevin Gonzalez and Emmanuel Rivera opened up the
show. They put him on there over, even though Marcos did get brutally knocked out by Darrell, they still put somebody I don't know like that on in front of Marcos. I like Marcos. And Marcos was on the boxing TV show, wasn't he?
Yes.
On the
contender,
yes.
Yes. Danny, who you said for on Buckhead?
Kevin Gonzalez.
No. Bro, I'm saying Emmanuel Rivera Nieves.
Fought in Buckhead
last year. So I know you obviously recalling some of those.
Babel! Yes. Definitely. Oh, okay. Damn, but he lost already. Let me see this. See how his career going. Let me see what.
Well, he lost him before you saw him.
Okay.
The fight before. So he, you know, hasn't lost since 2011 before that. And that was a majority decision, sixth round.
That was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that was in PR. So.
And then he took time off and he had two fights last year, 2021. Two wins, one in Columbia, one in Buckhead.
Let's throw a caller in, one caller, because it's one hand raised.
Where?
Mr. PBC.
I see no hand raised.
The little yellow one. Is that a hand raised? Yeah.
PBC.
Nah, bro, that ain't his hand raised. That say the people, and it's the emoji. It's the
I'm saying on the little yellow icon right there. What's there beside it?
Mr. PBC, the people with the
All right, we'll get to him in a minute.
Bibble.
So, yeah, I mean, he hasn't fought all year, bro. That's like a long time. He hasn't fought since
November, 6 months. Six months, you know.
I remember him, man. He had a little crowd. Where's this fight happening?
StubHub, LA.
Oof. That's far from Puerto Rico and from Atlanta. I guess he traveled. I don't know. I mean, I only seen him fight once, bro, and that was a sixth round, and he went the decision. He obviously...
I see the cards, though, 60-53 twice and then 59-54. So with those cards, was there a knockdown?
It's hard to remember.
Because the only other... there had to have been a 10-8 round somewhere.
It's all smoky.
What are you seeing, Chen? Talk to me.
I'm just showing you that this is always here.
Oh, I
it's
thought
always open.
I thought like
smoke weed every day.
It's always open, bruv.
He was getting a flashback.
I love having a producer to press sound bites at the right perfect time.
I thought he was getting a flashback.
We got a $10 super chat.
Begin to describe what you was remembering.
I got a $10 super chat.
I've been wanting to read it, but I can't read it.
79 says Castaño por la victoria. Por la vida de K.O. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, laughing emoji, boxing glove emoji.
You can read emojis just like...
So
we're going to
spin the wheel for him. Shout out to you.
Damn, was that thunder? What the hell?
And then we got Nino Brown, who we'll get to the moment we get the wheel spun. Oh.
That's not thunder. I realize what that is. That is the CrossFit crew. Breaking the building.
So can we get that wheel spun?
Not yet. I'm actually posting a link in the live chat, and now I'm pinning it, and now I'm on the wheel spin, which I'm not. Don't go there. Now I am.
Spin it.
Can we crop that? I sent you a message. I get you and get it. Can we see how it's slightly off to the left? We need to slide it to the right or fill it in. You know see what I'm saying? No?
Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Crisscross.
What?
Spin that wheel, Ness.
Spin it.
Let me see.
Keychain injury.
Keychain. One of these lovely. Look, you can even see the boxing voice on it from far. One of these lovely.
I like that it says Sabas on in the hand. You know what I'm saying? It just makes it seem a little bit more official to me.
It is a
Bo, let me verbally say on record, out of those six hats to the left, we need to put one of those to the side.
Say no more.
Yeah, one of those would be going definitely to the caller of the year because those take 6 weeks to make. So once they're gone, they're gone. I told you guys, get them while they're hot. Definitely they're hot.
I need to.
But I just want to say I appreciate each and every one of you. There's 100 people definitely wearing those hats once those last six are gone. Whether you bought it or you're part of the team, we appreciate the support. Wear it with pride. And when they ask you, what is that? Please let them know where to subscribe because we're trying to get to 1 million. I actually put that shortcut in my text. Watch this, Bo. Look at this. RT. What's that say? Tell them what's that say.
Road to 1 million subscribers.
No. It says hashtag.
Hashtag road to 1 million.
Tell them what I did. I did a shortcut.
It definitely popped up pretty fast.
Instead of typing all that shit, I just did it once. And now whenever I press RT, I will be tagging road to 1 million subscribers.
Just like you did the Corvette grind.
That's right.
Just like we predicting all the 140, 130.
Let's go. We got to put it into existence. We got to put it into existence. If we don't speak it, believe it, receive it, we'll never receive it.
So, Acron 79, you did get an entry into the
keychain
TDB
raffle.
Keychain raffle. Nino Brown also sent a $10 super chat that says, shout out TBV. These fights this weekend will be dope.
They sure will. Absolutely. Now, Nino Brown, you do get a wheel spin, but you won't be eligible for the Benavidez glove or the hat. But if you do land on it, we do allow 1 minute to up your $10 super chat via five extra.
Make it 15 and get an entry into either the glove or the hat. And that is only in case that you land on it.
You're the man, champ.
Spin that wheel.
Spin it. We on the way, Mr. PBC. Hold your horses.
No, we're not.
We didn't even open phone lines, bro. Oh, finally. Woo. Finally. Finally. It doesn't happen yet. We do have, we do need three more, which we probably,
two more.
Which we probably never will get.
Yep.
Which we probably never will get.
Shout out TBV. So that was Nino Brown. Thank you, Nino. The Axiom with a $10 super chat. It says, Castaño by KO, Boots by close decision, and Kovalev loses by disqualification. Crying laughing emoji.
Wow. I'm actually going to build the parlay real quick.
After we spin the wheel.
After we spin the wheel.
For the Axiom.
I love having a producer.
Spin it.
What do we got there? T-shirt. T-shirt. And we're getting a new order of T-shirts, and these are going to be, I think these are 100 or 50. I got to see. And those are exclusive, though. Those are the real deal. All right. We were going to do
picks. You were going to make a parlay?
I was going to make a parlay.
Oh, God. Hey, y'all got to put the baseball bat
No,
up.
No. That's why we needed a producer.
So it'll be good to let PBC in. We got 330 watching right now. I want 500 watching right now.
Stop feeling the pressure, PBC. Tell him.
He never
told
me.
Tell him if he keep DMing you, you're going to block him.
He has
DM you. If you DM him one more time, I'm grabbing his
phone. I'm looking at the
five
people watching now. I want 500 watching, bro.
The Angel Acosta fight tonight is on the zone, bro.
What the Angel?
He said Angel Acosta.
Who's Angel?
Angel Acosta, bro. What are you talking about?
Who? First of all, we was not talking about anybody named Angel Acosta.
You was talking about Luis Garcia?
I was talking about some pro debuter that was fighting
No, I'm talking about the fights tonight.
No, we was talking about Tito Mercado that we had on the show. That says he could beat Stevenson and Keyshawn right now. But he understands that it won't happen right now.
Oh, yeah, Ernesto Mercado,
So, I'm going to build a parlay. And I'm going to build the favorites parlay, and I'm going to see what we can win.
Yes. No, the Axiom, you do not need to send an extra five because you landed on the shirt. So you already get your entry.
You're already good.
Yeah, bro. You're straight. Thank
well,
you,
it's a lot of fights, but it's pretty bullshit fights, and the odds are pretty wide. The closest fight is Martin Bacoli versus Tony Yoka. That's plus 330 for Bacoli. Now, we know Hunter beat Bacoli. And Hunter's not as technically, I don't want to say the word sound.
No, as technically, hold on.
Correct?
No.
Cause
as
Yoka,
technically disciplined.
Very good word. You're right. You're right. Yoka stays nice and tight.
Yes.
So I don't expect them to have any issues with Bacoli, but there are prop bets. Decision for Yoka is 130. Did Martin get stopped by Hunter? He's not a big puncher anyway, even though we're trying to use it as a barometer. We know he was a cruiserweight moving up. You know, Usyk hasn't even dropped anybody since moving up. So, you know, but he does have that loss to Usyk at cruiser. Does he, Did he drop Bacoli or not?
What do you mean, bro? He stopped him in the last round. It was a TKO.
Damn, so Yoka's probably getting a stoppage, which is still plus money. Screen
but,
share?
But
screen
but
share. No, it don't matter. It
no,
don't
no,
matter.
Listen, let's not forget Bacoli did injure his shoulder in that fight.
All right. But if Martin, who's, I mean, if Hunter, who's not a puncher, stopped him. Now, do you know if it was RTD or was it a stoppage?
TKO.
So was it the corner stopped because of the shoulder, or did he get stopped because of the punch? So that's important, but I'll tell you this. If it was stopped by a punch, then we know Yoka could stop him. And plus money on Yoka by stoppage at a 120, that's fucking free cash. which is crazy.
So
Moneyline, let me just explain this. Moneyline, Yoka is a minus 500, but he's still plus money by knockout and decision, Bo. As a bettor, I know you don't do it anymore, but damn, ain't that fishy?
I did it last weekend, but I
was bet?
I was in San Diego, though.
You hilarious. This dude great. He won't bet as long as he's in Vegas, but if he's in San Diego, he'll bet.
You see all the people walking around. It looked like they was betting too much, and now they walk around in rags. I don't want to be like that.
Discipline, man. We talking about Yoka, but again, is that strange for Yoka to be plus money on both decision and knockout? That is to me.
Due to the fact that Bacoli has been in with tougher competition, I say. I think he's right. Yoka's still young. He big. He got the look. You know what I'm saying? He got the followers and things, but he ain't proved it in the ring. This is his moment to prove it.
Who, Yoka?
Who he beat?
Man, you out here straight tripping. Let me just Google. First off,
you
got to
Google it?
No, off top. I'm pretty sure he beat, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. He beat that guy that Wilder beat from Duopa. He beat Duopa. Oh my God! This dude fought so many people. Like,
Duopa was in the ring with Povetkin with Adidas,
and that's fine. But I'm gonna have to Google, unfortunately. But it's gonna help my case because Yoka doesn't have a lot of fights,
bro,
and the names
beat
that he
Johnny
does,
Rice,
yeah,
his second fight,
bro. The names that he got on
Dave
his resume
Allen,
is crazy.
Dave Allen.
Look, he got 11 fights.
Christian Hammer.
Look at those names. He about to wash Bacoli.
Like so that's good money then. So
look, let me finish.
You found the right pick.
But just let me finish. Alexander Dimitrenko, who was the same dude that Ruiz beat before he beat AJ. David Allen, who fucking Luis Ortiz went 10 with. This dude stopped him. Man, listen, it would be an indictment on this motherfucker if he don't stop Bacoli.
I think you found a good pick. Well, I don't know about stop, but beat.
Stop.
Did he stop all those?
Bro,
guys?
You see how you wasn't in the gym with him? Man, this man is 6'9". He at least 6'7".
I wish I
could. And in shape.
What was he at? Bones?
Yeah. And in shape. It's crazy. I didn't even know he beat Johnny Rice. So you to tell me he beat Johnny Rice in his second fight? Put some respect on that man's name, boy.
But
he's big as hell.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Johnny Rice got that really good win against Michael Polite Coffey.
Yeah, yeah.
And Michael Polite Coffey got the win against Darmani Rock. But we heard, who was it? Coach Pop say what he said about Darmani Rock, who made me look at Darmani Rock as a professional differently.
You see this shit, George?
I cut it. You want me to turn it back on?
No.
Okay. I'll leave it off.
That's interesting. I'm looking at Johnny Rice.
I'm good. Turn it off.
I'm looking at
Johnny. I mean, back.
He got beat by a lot of people, bro.
Who, Johnny? He got two losses. What are you talking about?
Johnny Rice only lost twice?
Yeah.
I'm tripping then. Hold on.
What, you on his amateur record over there?
Nah, bro. This is pro, boxing.
How many he got?
Six losses.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
I was tripping, two bro.
Knockouts.
I'm like, bro, I knew he got beat by a lot of people. Yeah. But I like he did his thing twice, and I bet on Johnny against Polite Coffey second time.
How dare you? What? You bet against the TBV fighter?
I seen the first fight.
I'm messing with you, man. I'm messing with you.
Remember, we was on the phone that night, and then I was like trying to video the fight for you or show you on FaceTime. You was somewhere. I don't know where you was at, but I was literally trying to video the fight.
I don't know, but I'll tell you where I am, man. I'm at this $10 cash app by New York Bullet that says Charlo by decision. But I do see knockdowns in this. I do see knockdowns this time with the glove emoji. So that's a wheel spin. $10 wheel spin. Let's see what we got.
Spin it.
Oh.
Glove.
Oh, shit. New York Bullet, you got 1 minute to send in that extra $5 to get this glove. It's on you. No $5, no love glove.
They said that in the amateurs that Yoka beat Joyce as well.
There you go. So going back to the script, I'm picking Charlo by decision, and it's by knockout. These other undercard fights, I don't care. Moving to Ontario, California, Gilberto Ramirez, I will be taking him by stoppage over Dominic Bozell, the number one WBA-ranked fighter. William Cepeda, this is a fight you guys should tune into. I wish he was fighting a sexier fighter so that I could do a live fight chat. But Rene Alvarado, I know he's okay, but he's not real. Shout out to Fat Joe. So I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing whoever John Salvateria is versus Delvin McKinley. I don't know, but you do. I know there's some guys that are new now, and they're like, oh, we've been watching the show a few months. So our motto is big, little, small, interview them all. But when it comes to television time, it's also, I ain't got to watch you till I got to watch you. So you got to be in there with someone that's going to make me watch. I can't just waste time watching whoever. Well, look at this. Who the fuck is Luciano Sanchez, and why should I be watching his pro debut? Like, why? Like, we watch pro debuts because you're an Olympian. You won a silver. You won a gold. You won a bronze. You were an alternate. You know, you didn't go to the Olympics because you were such a talent, you decided to turn pro early. Like, we don't just watch you for no reason. So, you know, you got to do something. Moving on. We got Inglewood. I mean, damn, Danny, give me your picks from Charlo's main event all the way down.
So my picks is going to be Charlo's decision.
Uh-huh.
Boots KO.
Uh-huh. That's a parlay.
Then Zurdo.
Uh-huh. By knockout.
By knockout.
Told you that's a parlay.
William Cepeda.
Yep.
By knockout.
Yes. He's a puncher. I can't by wait knockout. Till Golden Boy gets him a real fight, man.
Then, excuse me, Inglewood, California. Sergey Kovalev to Tervel Pulev. I'm staying away from.
I'm going definitely with Kovalev. Pulev, like you staying away. Why? Because his name? Because he's got his brother's name?
No. Because
exactly.
Kovalev,
so first of all, I would never pick anyone named Travell at nothing. Not ever. First of all, why is his name Travell?
Travell.
Why?
I don't know.
He's a Pulev.
He must be black and
no, black. He's a Pulev. He's Pulev's brother. How is it? That's not even. I want to know. How is his name Travell? Anyway, fishy right there. I'll go Kovalev. I'll go Pulev. Not Pulev. I'm going Kovalev Forrest, actually. I'm gonna give Forrest a shot and hope that he could somehow build off that momentum of the Big Bang fight. I know that was a long time ago, but I'm hoping. You know,
he gave him a tough fight. I was there for that.
Yeah, no, what? He got off the canvas three times to still get a draw, which maybe he could have got a win. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know what?
Evan Holyfield, I'm going.
Vargas trio.
Vargas, all three of them, I'm going. Yeah, so. Give me a Vargas triple packer burger. What is that? What is a triple? What is the? No, Big Mac is two. Is there a triple out there?
I don't know. Let me get the Vargas three-piece with extra sauce.
Yeah.
Let me get the Evan Holyfield.
Moving on over to Dubai, I'm taking my good friend.
Even let me finish my pigs.
I thought you said a Vargas trio. That means all three. Ain't nobody else on that card, champion.
Bro, I didn't even get to the Pulev.
Oh, you better. You're going backwards.
Well, I mean, you cut me off before I could even get to the second.
Why you always got to catch feelings?
Our Zoom guest.
Why you always got to fucking.
We ain't got no Zoom guest.
Our Zoom guest, Mr. Jerry Forrest, just reached out to me. He said he'll be ready as soon as he gets back to his hotel room, and that'll be in like 10 minutes.
Put $5. I mean, put New York Bullet in the thing for the Benavidez. He sent us $5, and we got a counterpunch. For Mr. PBC.
Mr. PBC. The time is now. You're a boxing guy. Did you know that?
Mr. PBC, baby. I'm going to make one money, baby.
Hey, Daddy.
I'm
going
to make one money, baby.
This is
dope. We that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
Hey, Daddy. This is
Mr. TBC.
Let's go. I like that.
Let's go.
Hey, yo,
let's
go,
baby.
Look at it, you let him out the cage.
I'm the rookie of the year, Mr. PBC, baby. All right, let me give you my picks. I'm a hedger for life. That's why I had won a lot of money on Canelo, Bud Crawford. I'm going to hedge Castano, put him in there with Tony Oka. I'm going to grab
Josh Kelly. And then I'm going to put a later one in for Craig Richards and a UFC fight. UFC has gotten me a lot and upped my plus. But my real prediction is Jermell Charlo. Yeah, UFC does definitely up your plus. It helps me get to like 3,000 sometimes. And UFC is very predictable sometimes. But for Charlo, my real prediction for Charlo is decision. I think he's going to try to play it safe. Castano is a dude who's going to come forward a lot. He's going to need to switch his angles and just catch him with that jump out right to the head. And I think that's how it's going to happen, that fight. Pony Yoka, I'm going to bet 1 through 6, and then I'm going to hedge it with 7 through 12 for KO. And that's my call. Shout out to TBV. This is Mr. PBC, and I'm the call of the year. Bibble, baby.
Bibble. Appreciate the call. Bibble.
Well, all right, we got a few more fights to get through, and we're going to open up the phone lines to everybody. We got Badu Jack in Dubai in a cruiserweight fight. I'm going to go ahead and go Badu Jack, as I've never heard of Hanny.
What, Tio? You know what the odds on this fight is?
No.
Badu's a minus. Take a guess.
Minus
1,000.
10,000.
Six thousand?
Holy smokes.
Delphine Persoon is on this undercard, which is strange, right? And she's back for a WBC Women's Junior Lightweight Title Eliminator off a loss.
That sink in.
I'll take Delphine. She's not an eliminator for no reason off a loss. So someone wants her to have a belt. I'll take her. And my friend Ryan Ford, of all people, from Canada, journeyman from Canada.
He fought Buati, didn't he?
He's in Dubai on a fight card. I can't believe this shit. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Ryan Ford. Fuck it. I don't know who Bilal is. And his name is
Bilal Languini.
What he said. Yo, yeah. Shout out to the biggest fight card of this week. Paulie Malignaggi calling to action. Shout out to Paulie.tv. If you don't haven't already subscribed to his YouTube channel, go ahead and do so. Paulie is doing some great shit, and we appreciate our relationship with him. He's out in Plant City May 20th for the Feilong Meng versus Jean Pascal. Feilong Meng is trained by the same trainer as the Big Bang, Jalal Jay.
Great knockout by Big Bang this past weekend on the Canelo undercard. Great knockout.
Strangely, on this card, ESPN chose not to mention the undercard. I'm pretty sure Pro Box is not just... First of all, ESPN is disrespectful, right? Pro Box spends all this money to get Antonio Tarver, Paulie Malignaggi, and Roy to be the commentary, right? They go somehow and they pay enough money for John Pascal and Feilong Meng, who Feilong Meng is already Archer Beterbiev's mandatory. They pay all this money to make this fight happen, and they can't even, like, look. Just give me a screenshot, George. Look at this. This is ESPN.com. All right. I'll zoom here myself. And as you can see, May 21st, Las Vegas, ESPN, ESPN+. But for Plant City, it doesn't even say Pro Box. It doesn't say Pro Box TV. It doesn't let you know that you can watch this fight on $1.99 app. And I don't have anything with them. You know, I don't have any association.
That's a good fight.
That's a fucking amazing fight.
So, can I?
That's why we are the ESPN of boxing. These guys are frauds.
And
no, they cover all sports. I can't hate them. They cover all sports, so they can't just give you in depth what you need for boxing. That's why they make those mistakes.
Just because I do want to acknowledge that undercard next week. We got Ziming Wang versus Francisco Armenta, 8-round junior welterweight fight. Kendo Castaneda versus Sonny Fredrickson, 8-round junior welterweight fight.
Decent.
Michael Dutchover versus Clarence Booth, 8-round junior welterweight fight.
Clarence Booth, longtime sparring partner of Keith Thurman, Floridian native. And Danny, I don't know what you have pulled up, but see if you can find when you're done. the name. I think this is some cool name for like guys who have suffered losses. See if you can find it. Believe me, like Google Pro Box May 20th card or something. And it is like a nice catchy name for like, you know, like comeback tournament or some shit like that, you know.
Like resurrection or something?
I'm telling you. I'm going to look it up too. I'm telling you. These guys, let me just see if I can find their IG.
Yeah, so
Box TV.
So it's actually, Nestor, it's actually called, let's see, I'm trying to see. Yeah, I don't see it either, bro. Yep, I'm sorry. I do not see it. But it is a quarterfinal bout. So
what's that mean?
So it is a tournament. That's why they're all 8-round, 140-pound fights, because they're actually in a tournament. And the last fight in that tournament would be Antonio Moran versus Jeffrey Torres, 8 rounds once again. And
bro, they got Kan Zhu on the undercard.
So I don't think he is still on the undercard.
Huh.
Yeah. So don't believe he is still on the undercard. But nonetheless, it is a really good card, bro.
Yeah.
Really good, you know, Friday card.
Definitely. I'm going to try and find, let me see here. What does this say?
What's it say?
14, no, that's old. And that's old. March 25th. Let's see, what's this one?
Oh, to see if they...
Last Chance Tournament.
There you go. Shout out to Bo. Hey, Bo, what do you do? Yo, look, Christian Thun. What was this? What date was this? He's 7-0 here. Is this old? Oh, yeah, this is 26 weeks old. All right. All right, moving on. But he found it. What's it called? Last Chance Tournament? That's dope, right? So that's the Sonny Fredericks one, right? He's on the Last Chance Tournament?
Yes.
Told you. That's pretty dope. I like the name of that. I think you'll watch more if you knew it was their last chance at this.
They got Antonio Moran on in this tournament.
No, bro, they getting good fighters. It's funny because me and Danny know someone that doesn't think. Anyway.
Moving on. Back to this week's fights, as Ness did jump a bit ahead.
What do you mean? Those fights. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean this week?
Yeah, this week.
No, I think that's because I was on my ESPN schedule and went too far. Because after Dubai is done, there's no more fights this week. Unless, you know, you got something that I don't know about. After May 14th is over. So we can open up the phone lines. We'll go to these calls and we'll open it up officially.
Let me see.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
We got 2 super chats prior.
We got Chris 2393. Spin that wheel. What's the odds for Charlo by decision? If it's in the plus, I'll take that all day. Keep up the good work, fellas. Appreciate the boxing content. It's definitely in the plus on my bookie right now. Charlo is a plus 130 by decision and a plus 120 by knockout.
No, plus 300 by knockout.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
Watch.
All right.
Oh, you got a different odds. Are you on my bookie?
No.
All right, then.
All right.
We recommended my bookie.
So my bookie's plus 120.
I don't know. I'm going to check. Right. I'm going to check since you want to be little smarty pants. Brian Castaño, Charlo is a plus 300 by decision. For Castaño, Charlo's a plus 130 by decision. And for a knockout, Charlo is a plus 250 by knockout, plus 250. Bet 100, make 350, or bet $10 and make $35 by KO, or bet $10 and make $23 with your decision on Charlo, or bet 100 and make 130. Schmackaroos. All right. So we got to open up Blog Talk now. Let me see if I can see from here.
And for those who don't know the number of the Blog Talk, it is 425-569.
All right, that is Mad Bent 100, Kansas City on Blog Talk. First caller from the top. Let's go.
Right here.
Hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah.
What's up,
all right, Mad Bent? All right.
I know you do a lot of bets, so after you give your picks, what's your strong bet recommend?
I'm picking Charlo. Well, this is the bet I put in. Charlo by knockout, and I put a dollar on every round.
Damn, $1?
To stop.
And it's still going
$1
pay
on every round.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I guess you make $10. Every round gives you $10, right?
And at least, because some are like plus 20, you know, you can make $10, $12, depending on the round. And of course, you get your dollar back. Just
yeah.
a good payoff. And then I did Jerry Rice to beat Pulev. I did no props, just money line.
Jerry Forrest.
Jerry Rice boxing now?
Jerry Forrest. My bad, Bo. What is Bo?
What's good?
Yeah. And this morning with your interview with Bullet, that dude was tripping. He was tripping. You know I'm
why?
Because
he put 25,000 down.
Yeah, you getting knocked out, man. Come on, you're only getting knocked out with his wild shit. Anyway, that's my call. Great show.
All right.
If he lands, it's gonna be trouble.
There's gonna be trouble.
It's gonna be trouble if Roley land, bro.
Oh yeah, that's what you believe in?
What I watched every Roley fight that was televised, and if Roley land, it's trouble. He awkward.
He ain't hurt Jackson Martinez.
Jackson Martinez ran the whole fight.
He did a good job.
Hey,
didn't Jackson just message us back?
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure to tell him. Yo,
hey,
Bo, the producer.
Jackson, hey, bro, me and Jackson about the same size. When I first got here, like that.
You
week,
better stop thinking you could take him because
No. I thought he was smaller than me till I met him in person. I'm like, hold on, this dude fighting like 130 and he's like the same size as me.
We need to spin that wheel for Chris, right?
Yeah. We didn't spend the week.
All right, whenever you're ready.
I got to readjust it.
No problems. So, we're almost getting to the phone lines. We just got to get through these few super chats. Only one more left, and we're opening up the phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241, and it looks like we're going to land on a glove, Benavidez glove, and that is for Chris 23.
93.
That's right. Then we got the returning OG, Tony Salgado, with a $10 super chat.
Who says, what's good, TBD? Shout out to Bo, looking like Nipsey on them Insta pics. I need that glove.
Oh, let me see what Bo been posting out here. Tony, he getting Las Vegas famous.
If you need the glove, then you know it's 15, champ, but we still going to spin the wheel, see what it land on.
Well, first of all, when I first got here, you told me, you were like, Bo, you don't post enough on Instagram.
You don't.
So I'm like, all right.
We're going to do the new wheel spin because that wasn't pulled up, even though it was a hat. But we're ready to spin for Tony now.
And then while we were looking for places to shoot the fighters with like video and camera footage, me and Omar, the photographer.
Bo, who took this picture of you at the mansion in San Diego?
Omar, the photographer.
He looking all cool.
He was looking
here.
For spikes.
But look, why are you promoting essential water like they sponsor?
I swear,
you?
I just had an essential water. I didn't even know.
It just happens to match your sneakers, too.
I think he probably knew, but I didn't know. I promise I didn't know.
So he landed on the Benavidez glove, and that is for Tony Salgado. Ooh. You got 1 minute to send in that $5 Cash App and or Super Chat. Remember, you can use Cash App, which is at $NESGTO.
Our guest is ready.
Saving us that 30% Raping You Records. Let me see if Jared Foss. What?
Just waiting for the guest to join.
He's not in the room yet.
He said, ready, family.
He ain't in the room yet. Tell him, get in the room. But, all right, so what else? That was the last super chat, right? Yep, it was Tony Salgado. So we're going to go ahead to some more callers here. Anybody on Blog Talk, if you want to talk, remember to raise your hand. And if you are on Discord, you can also raise your hand notifying us that you want to be on the show. Once again, the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline.
We got Jerry Forrest.
We got Jerry Forrest. Jerry, what up? You got to unmute yourself, champ. Oh, nice hat. Nice hat.
Got to unmute, champ.
Yo, 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 what's up?
What up, champ? What up, man? Listen, we just made our official picks. I'm picking you. I said that I'm hoping you're going to try and capitalize off that momentum of the Big Bang fight, but I know that was a long time ago now. But, yeah, man, I mean – are you going to take advantage of this opportunity? Pulev is older than you.
He's 40. Well, you know, I fought Michael Hunter in December.
Uh-huh, I know. So, I've seen that.
So it's like, I'm definitely hot. I know what I possess. Pulev, the only difference between Pulev and Michael Hunter and all these guys is he's actually an old-school skilled fighter. And in the heavyweight division, old-school is still dangerous because, you know, old people don't lose their power. So I'm not taking him lightly. I'm just going to do what I do. I mean, you know, anybody that's ever seen me fight, they know what I possess. So it's like with me being me, I'm going to handle business.
Nice, nice, nice. So that was a huge win over Hunter, or at least a lot of people thought you should have got that win over Hunter, and I know most people are treating it that way. But that's two back-to-back decisions that didn't go your way, man. How do you I remember interviewing you, I think, before the Big Bang fight. You were saying how no one in the heavyweight division trains as hard as you. You were so motivated and so excited about, you know, just fighting and the fact that you had been kind of doing it full time now and putting your all into it. But now you get two back-to-back, you know, decisions that are probably hard to live with. How do you remain motivated and, you know, pumped up as you were all those months back then?
Honestly, man, I'm still on my high horse because of people like you.
Okay.
Good people in the world. The one thing I say, you can't deny truth. So after the fight, I would say I have a reset mindset for sure anyway. So it's kind of like after the fight, I want another fight. I want to prove that I can redo this, you know what I'm saying, because I just got cheated. But at the same time, man, I get, man, thousands of letters. Keep pushing. You won the fight. Man, way to show resilience. Way, you know what I'm saying? You inspired me to do it. So it's like with what I'm tasked with as a person, it's my duty to still do this. It's my duty to it's my job to everybody out there to help make them believe. You know what I'm saying? And if I quit, there may be somebody out there that quits in life, go do something stupid. So a lot like me, man, I want everybody out there to just push and pump, you know? There's nothing that I can't do. There's nothing I can't handle. So regardless of being cheated, draws, whatever, I know who I am. So the next fight is going to always be better. I've gotten bigger and bigger paychecks every fight. And I just stay true to the game, and it's going to keep working out for me.
Well, you spoke about it. So now I'm curious. I don't need a dollar number, but did they at least, and by they, I mean the networks and the people that offered you the fight, did they at least treat you as if you won coming into this fight?
I can tell you this, no lie. I've been getting treated like I won for the last, like, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And that's why I'm never depressed or anything about the fight. Last fight, Michael Hunter, after the fight, execs from Thrill were like, yo, we like what you did. We're going to see you back again. You get what I'm saying? So no matter how bad the loss is, no matter, you know what I'm saying, the controversy, people know and they see it. And that's who respect it. And that's what keeps me motivated. Like I said, I've gotten a bigger fight, bigger person every fight, you know. So, you know, most guys get a draw or loss, and they take a step back. Whereas me, I accelerate, and I feel like that's in full contest to what I do. You know, I win the fight, and people want to see me fight again. So that's a plus to share for us.
So I feel like I remember Pulev doing a triad fight, right? Since the AJ fight, he did one of those triad fights.
Yeah, he fought Frank Mir in like November or December or something like that.
Okay.
I don't count that. Yes.
So outside of that, he hasn't been in the ring since the AJ fight back in 2020.
AJ stopped him.
Do you feel like you're at an advantage because of that?
Definitely. I mean, realistically, there's something that we just have to be honest about. He hasn't fought in 2 years. He's 41, 42 years old, very skilled, very knowledgeable, very crafty, and he's strong. So in the heavyweight division, he's not counted out. But I just know what I possess, and that's the dynasty, that's the intensity, the know-how, the will. So I just feel like Zing Zhe Li, Michael Hunter, when I impose my will, when I impose what I want to, when you see the work, when you feel the punches, it changes things. And, you know, from, like I said, from 2017, 18 to now, anybody that I've hit with the jab, I start to freeze them. You know, they don't want to come in as much. Michael Hunter catching him with the two, freezing him. I feel that I'm too good of a fighter to just let someone beat me. But Pulev is definitely probably one of my best challenges to date, if not the best, because he's very skilled.
Do you – like, he likes to kind of leave that lead hand out to kind of – stiff arm you back. And I know, again, from our previous interview, you said that heavyweights don't train like you. Do you still feel that way? Are you still training in a manner where I can expect you to push the pace?
No, of course. Nah, you know, I just told someone just now, it's not a fact of what I do. It's the way I move. You know, the difference between me and a lot of people is this. When I'm at home, my wife will tell you, I'm not in the bed at 4 in the morning. Straight up. Like, my wife is like, sometimes she'll be like, you ain't got to fight. Like, what? Why are you even up? Like, why are you about to go to the gym? So I say that to say, it's a process for me. You know what I mean? I made a promise to myself. If I can quit the shipyard, provide better for my family with boxing, I'm going to dedicate my life to boxing. So I don't owe boxing anything, but I owe boxing everything. So it's up to me to provide for my family through this. You know what I mean? I left a very comfortable job to do what I love. So it's bigger than a job to me. It's also a duty. It's attached to my family. It's something that I love that I've been able to bless financially for my family. So I take that part very serious. And that's what keeps me pushing and motivated. You know, I know no one else is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning when they don't have to train to go run and work out. And that's where I slowly start to separate myself. It's the Kobe Bryant theory. If I do so much, that when the guys start training, they'll never catch up to me.
For sure. So were there other options other than Pulev, or was he the only option offered?
Always options. Zing Zhe Li didn't have to fight him. I wanted to. Michael Hunter, I took that fight in a week because I was fighting Joe Jones. One of the bigger challenges. Pulev, I had a fight scheduled July, Hall of Fame fight, A-side. Pulev don't have nobody to fight. Let's rock. I want the best. And if they won't fight me, then I'll take whoever will fight me. That's very good.
For sure. So, Danny, go ahead and jump in while I pull up this post. We usually let our listeners know that you're going to be coming on. I'm pretty sure we have a post for the public for you.
Jerry, I had the pleasure of being in Miami, seeing you in the Big Bang fight. Very exciting fight, a fight that, you know, I felt and a lot of others felt that you won, and it was just crazy because of the turnaround. I want to highlight that because you highlighted your resiliency in that fight. Talk about that, because down rounds 1, 2, and 3, and then the comeback and just take that fight over and get a draw. Like, that is insane. Just talk about your resiliency in the ring and outside of the ring as well.
Like I said, my family fuels me. You know, a lot of people joke about what they do. I don't post my workouts because I'm actually working out. You know what I'm saying? I don't have 5-10 people with me. Like, my coach is asleep when I'm grinding at nighttime. You know what I mean? My homeboy's asleep. I don't call no one, hey, man, meet me at the gym. I wake up and I go do this. You know, I just feel like I take that part a lot more seriously than everybody else. It's easy to say, man, I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to go run. It's easy to say, I'm going to wake up, I drop my daughter to school at 9 o'clock, I'm going to go to the gym after that. It's easy to say it, but doing it is nothing. I feel like I do a little bit more than everybody else. I'm not going to tell you that I'm the hardest. Like, I'm not going to tell you I go hard 24-7. That's got to be a lie. But what I do, keep it constant. I keep it consistent, and I keep it perfect. You know, anything that I do, like I said, I stay true to it. And I've been true to boxing, and it's paid off. I've been counted out. But like I said, every fight's been a bigger payday. Every fight, you know what I'm saying, I've had a little bit more of leniency with the fans growing. People want to see me more. So it's kind of like you get the draw, you get the loss. You have more followers, you have more fans. You're getting a bigger payday, and you're still getting to fight the guys that you want to fight. So for me, I just feel like even with the losses, people are starting to really notice, like, this guy can fight. Like, he's really a problem.
Absolutely.
So, Jerry, obviously with your draw to Michael Hunter, it's been rumored, or I guess it's official now, that he's fighting Huey Fury. What's your thoughts?
Man, neither one of them bombs wanted to fight. Nah, I mean, we try to fight Huey before we fought Michael. Man, I don't even want to talk about it. Yo, they be playing, bro. That's all I'm going to say about that. Man, they be playing, yo. Things they leave by the fight, Phillip Heckerby, I think that fell out too. Man, people, you know, they fight who they want to fight. And I don't blame him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not even being funny. I wouldn't want to fight somebody like me. I'm just keeping it real. And it's because once you know what you've been doing in training and you know that somebody's coming to take your head off, willing to die in the ring, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like I approach it differently. Like, you see the resilience from things they leave, any of them. I'm willing to go all the way. I'm a pushy. If I can't make it out the ring at the end of the fight, that's what it is. A lot of them guys ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying? Things they leave with my resilience. He wasn't prepared to die. For real. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's just real. Like, I'm going to go back into the line of fire every time. I'm going to take straight up. You know what I'm saying? Guy like things they leave, he ain't got what I got. He don't protest what I got. So the resilience in me is what I know. Like, I know he ain't running at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know he ain't doing the workout at 12. I know he ain't going back to the gym at 4. I know he ain't going back to the gym sometime at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Still going back to the gym at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm doing what they ain't doing, and that's what makes me the animal that I am. You know what I'm saying? That's what gives me that dog, that edge. And with that, I just know that I can pump. The guys went to the hospital because I took too much out of them. From water, Michael Hunter throwing up in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Things they leave, 2 weeks in the hospital. They're not prepared to do what I do. So if guys don't believe that I
can. Oh, 2 weeks. You tried to slide that in. He was in the hospital 2 weeks after your fight. Come on.
Kidney failure, liver failure, all kind of shit.
Damn. I got to check in with Sean George. I didn't know Zang was in there that long. Jeez.
Yeah, that's my little deal with that. It was he got off for like a week and then he went back in. But we got the call that he was good after a while and all that. So, of course. You know what I'm saying? I was still checking up on him, of course, you know what I'm saying, every couple of days and things like that. So, yeah. But, nah, he's good. He's fine.
Jerry, so speaking of your resiliency, you beat Pulev this weekend. You know, people are going to say, oh, well, you know, he's older. They're going to be like, oh, well, you're coming off 2 draws. So what fight or what type of fight do you think is necessary to prove to the world, you know, what – some of us hardcores have been seeing?
Honestly, that's the question I've been trying to figure out. It's one thing to want to fight everybody. It's another thing to want people to fight you. And then it's another thing to win the crowd over. So you got to look at, with me, I'm fighting 3 different things. It's easy for me to say I want to fight the best. What if the best don't want to fight me? Which is what they don't, you know? Like I said, Hugo Fury turned it down. I mean, it's just crazy how you put everything into it. And the guys that really grind aren't always rewarded. You know, I feel like a lot of guys are training in the shadows. We don't get the look because we're not signed to the big, big promoters. I feel like I'm changing that a little bit with how I fight, with what I'm doing. You know, so it's working for me, but it's a slow pace. But I will say that, like I said, it's adequate because I'm where I deserve to be. You know, this win right here, and like y'all got said, I'm right there in the mix with world champions. So I'm ready for it. I definitely think that this is going to be the fight before I fight a major fight.
Already on your record, obviously you're coming off that Michael Hunter fight. Like Nestor said, the world felt that you won that fight, at least a vast majority of it. But that now has it one draw and one loss to Michael Hunter. Is that a fight that you would want to do a third time at some point in your career?
I'll say this, me, I'll fight anybody I fought before. I'll fight them 100 times. They can't beat me. That would be up to them. Like I said, it's not – fights aren't really up to me. It's more so who will fight me. My manager called me today. My promoter called me today. Hey, it's this, and this. Whoever will fight. I'm not picky, man. You give me some names, I want them all. I know who I am. I know what I possess. If you look at my last fight, I'm not really outboxed. Very hard to outbox me. Very hard to beat my jab. So with the fundamentals I have, the way I step, the way I move, Michael Hunter throwing him to the left hand, killing him. Jin Jae Lee, hit him, uppercuts, hooks. I'm going to adapt to the way you fight. And once I adapt to you, you're in trouble. If you can't adapt to me, if you can't outstep me, you can't outjab me, you can't outpower me, you can't outthink me, you're swimming in water. A guy like Pulev, very skilled, but I think he's going to be swimming in water.
All right, Jay, I got a few questions here from the people. First one, sure. Looks like it's coming from Ruin of 504, New Orleans. Says, what does he says, what does a win over an unranked opponent who's coming off a loss going to do for your career?
Boost my career. So he was world-ranked. So people that are not in boxing, what they don't realize is that when you retire, you don't lose your rankings. You just go, you're retired. It's just called inactive. So basically after this fight, his last fight was Joshua's championship fight. So he'll automatically place probably in the top 20 because of the win. I'll be in the top 20-something too, well, probably top 10 because of the win. But yeah, that's how it works. Because he's fought those high-profile fights, it's for anyone. You know, guys always ask, why guys sometimes rank higher than me. Depending on what fights you have fought, that's what's going to equal out once you have the next fight. So he's inactive right now, yes, but people have to realize this was a man that was number one, number two in the world for years. You know what I mean? So when he's going to, after that fight, he's going to activate up. He'll probably be the top 10 in the world, probably. I mean, he's not a slouch. He's just older.
All right. I got James Valdez from San Antonio, Texas. Would you ever consider reffing a fight that is put on? So we do exhibition matches, and basically wants you to be our ref for our Border War series. And if not be a ref, maybe a commentator.
Oh, man. I'll say, hey, look, let's talk about it. I'm with it. I love talking shit and looking at fights, man. I come out there to the street beats and stuff sometime by where we're at, Baltimore, D.C. So, yeah, man, let me know, man. We can make that happen for sure. I'm definitely with that. I love seeing the craft.
I got Dom in Seattle that says, what's up, champ? Good job in your last fights. Keep running over these wimps. So no question, just a statement. We got New York Bullet that says, what's up, champ? Who were some of the legends you looked up to that inspired you to box? Blessings.
Man. Sam Wells, Willie Langford. Man, I mean, all of the old greats, man. Ali, Ali for what he did for boxing and for humanity. Archie Moore, Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Robinson, all the greats. For me, if you were fighting in a time where either you were persecuted for being black or it was an unfair time as far as living, and you showed the resilience and you made it out, whether it's Joe Louis, whether it's Jack Johnson, those are the guys that I like to look at their stories over and over. I like to see their stories. I just had a joint with Sean Porter. Love watching guys like Sean Porter. I love the resilience. A lot of guys fight off of know-how. A lot of guys fight off of heart. I do a little bit of both. So with me being skilled and I train so that I'm even better, I like to watch guys that are kind of like in the same position as me, that are hungry like me, but don't get that fair shot. So that's pretty much who I look up to, though. Not a lot of new school guys, but definitely a lot of the old school guys, a lot of the old school heavyweights. Definitely learn a lot from them.
James Benitez in Huntsville, Alabama says, do you feel Deontay Wilder is done after his last loss over Tyson Fury?
He's only done if you want to be done. this boxing thing is mental. If he's not mentally into it, then yeah, he's done. Or he may take a fight just for the money. But if the thing about boxing, you can be in the best shape of your life. You can have all the camps. If you are not mentally checked in, you're going to have a problem. So I feel that's what Deontay Wilder is. He has to evaluate what he wants to do for him and his family. Whatever's best for him and his family, that's the option that he should go with. If he loves boxing still, then have a passion for it. But if he wants to step away from it, the man has made $60, $70 million. No one can be mad at him. I mean, that man created a life for his wife and family. Yeah, if he is gone, he's gone. But I think he'll be back.
Last one here is from Amin in Essex. Says, peace, champ, salute. Bad news, VA. Any chance of you fighting Johnny Rice in the battle of the upset specialists?
Nah. That's like I said before. That's all of them. I will fight anyone, everyone, anywhere, anytime. It's up to them and their promoters, their handlers, to really take me seriously and come against them.
Jerry, but if you look impressive, if you look impressive in the ring and you're on a platform like the one you'll be on Saturday night, why not call one of these guys out?
Because they won't do it. Like, so, y'all know how it go. Like, I can call all day long, I can call Anthony Joshua. That man's not going to fight me because of what I know from behind the scenes. I know who will potentially fight and who won't. The best I can say without sounding biased is that because of who I am, it's less bang for your buck.
Yep.
So you have to look at, they'll outbid themselves with me just so that we don't have to fight. So it's going to always sound good. But there's so many loopholes that, you know what I'm saying, if they don't want to fight, they're never going to fight. And that's just what it is. So that's what I'm dealing with. It sounds good to say you got to make them fight. It's not old school anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can call these guys out all day. They ain't gonna fight. You know, and we have talked to them. And trust me, we have talked to the promoters, their managers. You know, this isn't me saying, oh, hey, no. Like that's what I'm saying. Like we didn't have Eagle Fury people on the phone this year. We good. You know what I'm saying? So we tried to maneuver everyone, bro. Trust me, we called everybody. And a lot of guys just don't want to smoke, man.
But that's because you're calling dudes ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
Because
I'm
assuming with your relationship with Lou DiBella, obviously you being promoted by him and him now having a stronger friendship with ESPN, you've been offered some ESPN fights.
Yeah, that's why I said last time back. I'm definitely making the good money for it. But along with the good money, I just want the good fights. I mean, a fight with Anthony Joshua, you get what I'm saying? That outside of the money is what changes your life. You get what I'm saying? So even for a fight like that, I'm not worried about the book. All of these fights I've had, I ain't never worried about the before money. I always get that after money, you know? So the next fight is going to always be better. So, I mean, you know, a fight like Joshua, you prove yourself, the next fight is just a bigger fight. And that's all it is for me. I am ready to fight and face anyone after this fight. They just have to be ready and willing to face me also.
Are you going to be able to get them in the ring, though?
I can't. I tell you what, I can't name drop. But, yeah. After this fight, I tell you what, after this fight, who I'll be fighting most likely next, more than worth it, more than an opponent. I'm going to have to holler at you off camera.
For sure.
Well, yeah. Now, we definitely got, I just can't drop the name publicly right now, but
got stuff. For sure. Well, Jerry, man, please give out your social media. For anybody that isn't following you, can do so. And we look forward to your fight, man. And once you're done, we would love to get you back. Oh. All right. You're back.
Sorry. Yeah, definitely, man. Jerry Forrest KO, Jerry Forrest.KO.
Oh. And he's gone again.
I think somebody calling him.
My man's just calling. They keep calling me back. But, yeah, you know, jerryforce.ko and Instagram, Facebook, Jerry Slugger Forrest. You know, contact me. Send me your request. I answer back and I follow back.
I see. All right, Jerry, man, thank you for once again. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, up-and-coming contender Jerry Forrest will be in a big fight after this, but he's got to get past Pulev before he can do anything. Jerry, man, thank you once again. We're going to get to these phone lines. For anybody that is out there looking to call in, we're ready. We're taking calls. We got Rick in San Antonio. What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? So I'm going to go ahead and start with the Yoka fight. I got Yoka on that. I think he takes out Bercoli in the late rounds. So for those of you gambling, that's just my my opinion on that one.
I'm with you on that.
And
opinion.
Then we got, And then Ramirez, you know, he's going to start Sboso. That's going to be a knockout. He's looking to get in contention with Duvall, the winner of the, you know, Better Bees and Joe Smith. That division is close to being unified, so I'm excited for that. And then Charlo Castaño, overall it's a 50-50 fight. So if you're gambling, you're gambling. This is a straight-up fight you're gambling on. I don't gamble, but I got friends that call me all the time because they know, you know, I'm a boxing head. But it's a 50-50 fight. I would say I'm going to edge Charlo in a split decision. I think if anybody can make adjustments, I think Charlo will be able to make adjustments. I know what Castaño is going to do. That's just his style. That's what he does. Now, I will say this, though. If there's knockdowns involved, you're gambling. Oh, shit. Be careful. This fight can go either way. So, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Charlo with the split. I think he can make the adjustments from the last fight more so than Castaño. So those are my picks. That's my opinion on what's coming up. At least there's other fights, but I don't really care for them. So those are the main fights I'm looking out for this weekend. So, but I do have a question for you guys. If Castaño wins, we got Tim Zhu in the mix, also at 154 now. Anybody want to touch on Tim Zhu, possibility of Castaño winning? If Charlo wins, how does Tim Zhu factor, at least for you guys, how does he factor at 154 right now?
Well,
I think
you
got a fight coming up on Showtime.
Well, you got to realize Tim Zhu was obviously calling for that opportunity when the rematch was originally postponed. You know, let's not forget Castaño had to pull out from the original March date for that rematch. And Tim Zhu, as he was in the WBO ranking, which is the belt that Brian Castaño holds at the moment, he's like, yo, give me the fight. He's like, give me the fight. He was already in camp. He was already in camp for the Tarol Gachet fight. So he's like, yo, give me the fight. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I'm sure he'll be tuned in and watching extremely closely on Saturday night and will be very vocal on fighting the winner, whoever that may be.
All right, we're going to K-Boxing in D.C.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
Vanessa, I'm this might not be the best call, but I'm going to say this. I got possibly a upset, you know, brewing because everybody thinks Ennis is going to walk through Castillo Clayton, and I just don't think so. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that Clayton is going to pull the fight out, but I think Clayton is going to be able to do enough defensively, and I think he's strong enough to kind of keep Ennis off of him enough to at least to make it to a decision. Will he outscore Ennis? I doubt that very seriously. But I'm saying the upset in itself is Clayton making it 12 rounds. Okay? I'm going to have to go with, you know, I'm a Lions only, straight up and down always, so I'm going to have to roll with my man, even though I got much mad respect for L Boxing. So, but I'm still going to have to say Charlo going to be able to make the necessary adjustments in that. And the rest of them fights, I haven't really looked into them much, so I'm not going to comment too much on them. You know, I don't like to talk about stuff I know. But before I go, I just want to say this.
What you know?
It really wasn't a good look when you had Ark and Barack on the show, man. That show seemed like it went from you guys getting together and chopping it up about boxing to them two chopping you up. And your boy, Ringwalk wasn't much help. It really wasn't a good look.
How was they chopping it up? Ark and Ness was having a debate.
Oh, they chopped Ness up. They chopped Ness up really bad to the point where Ness, you wasn't looking very good, bro. You were taking it across the chin really bad, because them guys were digging in your ass, bro. And everybody, all your listeners was chimed in. And I couldn't. I'm like Ark and Barack. They ain't really to me. I don't even have all that much respect for Ark and Barack as far as being commentators on boxing, because they relatively new to the game and everything. But for some reason that night, bro, them motherfuckers was on point and they was on your ass, Ness. So you gonna have to take that L whether you like it or not, bro.
Did you watch that?
Absolutely. You gonna have to take that L, bro.
Did you watch the whole
thing? That's my call.
All right. He ain't gonna answer you, bro.
Nah, he ain't rocking with me.
We got Georgie Porgy.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I wanted to see you motherfucker just try, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that sport, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, go on, great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Mr. Gibbs, Danny, Bo.
What's good?
Yo, listen. I heard you guys all day talking about these bets and shit. I'm really insecure about this card. Anything can happen. I think fucking Charlo may get robbed. Believe it or not, I think he may get robbed. The fucking, Bulls? He's fighting Clay, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 50-52, bro.
Oh, wow.
That's a 50-50, bro. I think Clay is the highest opponent he has faced.
Hmm.
Even fucking the other guy, Lipinets, the guy who came 140, the Russian?
Lipinets,
yeah. That dude, he wasn't even his toughest opponent. The ex-champion, not really.
What you willing to, didn't Georgie, you my guy, but didn't you get your ponytail cut off? Making the bet with him one time? Have you grown another one?
Me and Mr. Gibbs starting that whole bet shit on fucking YouTube. There was nobody betting before we start betting.
So what you trying to put on Castillo?
Nah, like I said, baby, I'm really not even betting nothing here. I think this card is up on the air. Anything can happen. It's going to be like sort of like a special night, bro. I don't know. I feel it's not wise to put nothing out there. For me, everybody else out there, do what the fuck you do. But for me, nah, I'm just going to watch it back and see what happens. I think, because really think about on the Charlo main event, right? Charlo took a L in most people's eyes. Castaño, he's confident, got to be off the roof. Castaño never been there with those lights. That man confident, got to be off the roof. Charlo gotta be the one who said, yo, I looked bad the last time around. You know, he gotta have that shit on his mind. So I don't know, baby. I don't have a lot to say. Like I said, all these fights, they're kind of my type for me. But I gotta tell everybody out there to support the channel, to be the best. I gotta go. Shout out to the UK, the USA, the world. I'm out.
Georgie, appreciate you.
Alrighty then. Looking like we got
I was ready to bet him. I'll save my hair, my beard.
Mm. I don't think
for
you
who?
Would do that.
Boot tennis. What?
I don't think you'd shave the beard if you lost.
Well, I'd save the beard.
If you're shaving the beard, you might as well bet a lot of money on boots.
Bro, he's a minus 1600.
Bet 16,000. Make sure
$1,000. I hear you, Charlie.
The king is what I mean.
Yo, fellas, what it do?
What up?
Yo, shout out Jerry Forrest. I got to say that first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Forrest is living life. I like to hear that underdog story. You know what I'm saying?
He quit his job.
Yeah, and that's where he needs to be. I'm telling you.
Last time he called in, he was like an electrician or something. And now he just said, like, he got to leave his job. So getting draws pay as well. And having that sneaky power, like he mentioned, pays.
Yo, and that resiliency, we kept using that word, you guys using that word resiliency, because when you think the lights is out, they not. You know what I'm saying? But this week, if somebody lights going to be out, I'm just going to throw it out there. Kovalev going to get slept this weekend. Just throwing that out there. And then we can move on to the real business. Udofa and Bentley, for all my UK people, that's going to be a good fight. I like that one. I got Denzel Bentley pulling that one out. The real deal, man. I think if Boots, I kind of want Boots and Castillo Clayton to have a real good fight, not just because I'm biased because of the welterweight division. I'm a little East Coast biased. I want Boots to pan out to be that deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm early on the Boots train. I definitely want to. I want to see how good he is against a fighter like Castillo. Georgie pointed out, yeah, this is probably going to be his toughest opponent, and I think it would be impressive as hell if he hurts or stops Clayton, you know? I know fucking Jeff will vomit in his sleep if that shit happened. But, you know, this is a good night of boxing. Now on to the main event. I think Charlo, the adjustments, you know, we saw him against Harrison. And he's that's the thing. He's not afraid to go back to the drawing board. So we're talking about the resiliency. We see the Charlos acting up and doing a lot of stupid shit. But these boys are pretty resilient, especially we got to say Mel, because it took that resiliency to feel what he felt and go through what he went through, especially as sensitive as they portray themselves to be. So, you know, he's going to come in there and retool, probably start off a lot quicker, not back up. All that backing up against the ropes bullshit and swinging for the fences. I know he claimed he had an injury. It should be a more definitive win. And I think it's the dude's birthday or something, too. And last but not least, shout out to my son, my youngest son, Amari. He'll be 5 years old tomorrow, and he's a hell of a kid. I'm out.
Happy birthday, kid.
Happy birthday to your shorty.
The only difference between Charlo and Harrison and Castano and Charlo is Harrison a back foot fighter versus Castano a front foot fighter. So making adjustments mean pretty much Charlo gonna have to fight fire with fire. And he came out with more fire than Harrison too. You know what I'm saying? He came out throwing heavy punches from round one, letting the hands go big time. I don't know if he can necessarily just do Castano like that. I don't know if Castano gonna let somebody just try to push him over like that. So I'm interested, if he does come out that way, I'm interested to see how it play out.
Tell the truth. All right, and it looks like we got Oscar in San Antonio.
What's up, man? What's up, Bob?
What up?
I got a 55-45, man. I got Castano. I think the way he, you know, Charlo did against Harrison, I didn't really see no improvements. I didn't really see no improvement, so you know what I mean? But that's what I got. I got Castano probably winning it, editing it out. You know what I mean? But that's my call. Y'all have a good day.
All right, champ. Short and sweet. No callers on Discord. We're going to give you about 1 second to do that. If not, we are closing up. We do have a super chat, looks like, from Tony Salgado sent the other five to make up for his 10 on a spin.
Yes, got him on the list.
And A Crown and Young Jesus says, just showing love with the heart emoji, fire emoji. And I was showing off my Spanish on the last chat to help Danny, the future. Laugh out loud.
Thank you, man. Yeah, in the future.
Well, in the future. Three fire emojis. That's a $10, so that's a spin.
Spin the wheel for A Crown 79.
Spin it.
And Akron 79, if you'd like to be entered into the hat raffle, you will have to send another $5 as it is a minimum of 15 for the hat and the autographed David Benavidez glove. And we have another super chat. Well, we have C-Wash. Welcome to the champ level.
Let's
just
go.
Became a member on YouTube. Shout out to you, champ. Boat Hype with a $10 super chat says, salute to you guys and salute to both Zurdo and Cameron Cepeda this weekend. Boxing glove emoji, Mexican flag emoji. Shout out to you. And Rider of the
Storm.
Trying
to spin that wheel for him before you move on to the next one. That's $10, right?
It is a $10. Go ahead, Ness.
So he's there. Eligible for anything, $10. Only two things are $15, which are the hat and the David Benavidez glove. The David Benavidez glove, obviously a $250 value with a signature, and the hat, easily a $60 value. So that's why those things are just slightly a little bit more. Anybody else on the super chats? It looks like we got a couple callers over there. It looks like A.
So, Boat Hype, really quick, you will have to send another $5 to be entered into the hat raffle as well. Rider of the Storm with the $2 super chat, really quick. Salute, gentlemen. Charlo by UD. Exciting fight. And then A Crown 79 did send his $5. Put three fire emojis and the hat emoji. So A Crown 79 will be entered for the hat as well.
So Bo, hopefully you're remembering that. We got to go out to Stainless.
I said that. Where the ace at? Where the ace at?
Swing, red belt, black belt, W-O and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, people now let me speak. Scientist of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Yo, TBV, what's good? You can hear me?
What's good?
Yo, what up, though? Ness, Danny, Bo.
Yo, what up, what up?
Yo, man, it's fight week again, man. The box, as my OG Info Joe always say, man, shout out to the boxing guys, man. I don't even remember, what was it? I guess I have to say April was the last time we had a lull in boxing, man. And it's just great fight after great fight. So I'm excited for another weekend of it, if I'm being real. I'd even forgot about the Zurdo fight, so I can check that on that come on Saturday?
Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah, I can watch that on the Zone too, because I got the... All right, so I'm not going to pick on that fight because I'm not really sure with it, but I am going to pick on the one all eyes will be on, Charlo and Castaño. First, I go with the Boots and Castillo Clayton. I think Boots going to knock him out too, if I'm being real. He sound real confident about it, but I think, you know, maybe a ninth, tenth round stoppage. Ironically, I'm going the same with Charlo. I think it'll be a late round stoppage. I just finished watching the first fight, and I noticed in there that was something that worked for him later that he didn't really have early on, and that I saw him working on the pads on with the open workout, was shortening up his punches and shortening up his hook. And I think that could do a lot of damage to Castaño. I mean, obviously we're going to have to wait till fight night to see, but I'm calling for Jamel by knockout, late knockout, 11th round maybe. And for the rest of my call, to anybody that's still listening, make sure you get your stupid ass on Patreon. Excuse my French, but apparently our numbers ain't up, which means there's a lot of stupid people out there keeping this shit secret and not putting that word out. You know what I'm saying? Shoplifting, as others have said, and it's time to put a stop to that. So as I always say, please make sure you push that thumbs up, share this and every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, it's because you're stupid. And shout out to El Camino. Peace.
Peace.
Shout out to you, champ. Thank you for calling in.
So Boat Hype did miss out on their hat entry as they did not send the extra $5.
Which is always all good.
We always appreciate the love and support. And we have Mad Bent 100 with a $20 super chat. So that will be two spins unless it lands on that glove or the hat on the first spin. So
that's right.
Let's spin the wheel for Mad Bent 100.
Mm. Oh, shit, you in there, and that's a plus one.
So, Mad Bent 100.
Why is the line gone, though? Where's that line, though, bro?
So, it is the glove, though, right?
It is the glove, though.
So, Mad Bent 100, you get not one, but two entries into the David Benavidez autograph glove that is custom TBV glove. Shout out to Sabas. And because you did get the glove entry, it'll only be one spin.
Mad Ben also has a total of three entries into the David Benavidez glove raffle.
So he had one, now he got three. Shout out to you, Mad Ben 100.
Wow.
LV Slugger.
What'd he say?
LV Slugger.
On a call?
On a call.
Okay, let's go out to him and see what he say.
On the time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body. The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that towel to be able to hold it.
SPS promotion.
I'll be right.
LV Slugger.
TBV, fellas, all fine.
So far, so good.
Can't hear you, champ. Next slide. We will come back to you. In the meantime, Jay Benitez.
James Benitez.
Listos, pelos, chingazos. Listos, pelos, chingazos.
And it's not going the distance. Either he'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com. A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
With me getting my hand raised.
SPS promotion.
Yo, Nez, Danny, Bo, y'all hear me?
Yep.
Alright, cool. Yo, man, I'm just happy for this fight week, man. I'm rolling with Charlo, you know, so you can lock me in for that. Even though I think Charlo has a lot of flaws, and I'm probably one of the few fight fans out here that still want that Tony Harrison 3, because I feel like he's got a lucky punch on Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison should still be holding the fucking belts right now, in my opinion. But I think Donald...
Well, you mean belt, right? It was only one belt.
Yeah. I think he... Man, shit. He would have beat Banana. Let's cut the shit, man. You know Tony Harrison would have beat Banana. He would have took that belt off him, too. Next. You don't think so? Oh, shit. Here you go with this shit. Well, I think Tony Harrison would have did that and everything, especially off of the high of being Charlo twice. You know, the Boots Ennis and Custio. Man. And, you know, Boots is what he is, man. You know, he's a star in the making. I'll be surprised if that fight goes past seven rounds. But if it does, man, I feel like Custio should get an achievement award. So we should give him praise for that. And other than that, man, you know, if LV hops back on, man, just tell him to fix his shit too, man. And next, I'm out, man.
All right.
Michael Colbert, I see in the chat where you said, what happened to my hat? It was delivered on Monday, May 9th at 12:20 p.m., and it was left on front porch in Red Hill, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, champ. That shit was like too long ago. Your shit over with. The mailman got you.
Or your neighbor.
Yeah, it's a driver release. It was definitely delivered.
There's two things that cannot happen before the show is over.
What's that?
The first thing is we got to get to Info Joe. Because it ain't no show without Info Joe. But it ain't no show. Oh, go ahead.
No, you said two things.
What's the second thing?
Second thing is.
Open your eyes, Danny.
Wake up. Second thing is coming to you after this call with Info Joe.
Because you know, there ain't no show without Info Joe.
Are you ready for our next bout? Let me hear you.
Shout out to the boxing god. It's showtime.
The fight starts now.
Give the
fans to show. He'll let your hands go.
Bust Bust Pastries on IG. Satisfy that cannabis-infused sweet tooth.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, Joe?
What up, Ness? What up, Danny? What up, Bo?
What's goody?
My boxing brothers, man. Shout out to all my boxing brothers, man. Everybody in the chat, this is where it's at. All the callers, what's cracking? I'm going to have to repeat what my brother Stainless said, man. He said, shout out to the boxing guys. They've been blessing us weekend after weekend, man. Ain't no bullshit fights either. Weekend after weekend of fucking great fights, man. Shit. Shout out to every hardcore boxing fan out there. You should be up like happy shit right about now. Man, we on fire in boxing, man. Fuck every other sport, man. Boxing. We in here. Shit. Oh, man. Let's go. Man, I'm hyped. Put me down, man, for Charlo. I did agree with the decision, the last fight by the judges, man. It was a draw, man. It was a competitive fight. They both hurt each other. It is a 50-50 fight, in my opinion, man. I'm leaning towards Charlo. If he keeps the fight in the middle of the ring, he got it. But he can't keep backing himself up into the ropes. Derrick James was telling him that during the last fight. We listen to the coach, man, and keep that jab pumping, man. He got the fight. Putting me down for Jerron Ennis. I'm going to go with my guy, said Stainless, man, maybe a late round stoppage. And that's all I got. I don't have nothing for the rest of the fights, man. You know what? I'm hyped about that hoodie, Ness. Actually, man, I seen it before, but when I seen Amin on IG, what did I say? Oh, man, I got to get one.
Yeah, I wore mine yesterday, I think. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I made the workout, but I ain't been to the gym since the day I wore it. But I made the workout version of it, which is pretty dope. It's dry fit, and it actually works.
Dope, man. Kim said she want one, man, when you get it in pink, man. No doubt. But that's all I got, fellas. Hey, man, first things first, man. Make the boxing voice your choice. You're listening to the number one pound for pound boxing podcast. Hit them thumbs up, subscribe. You ain't going to get this type of information, knowledge from the callers, knowledge from the chat, knowledge from the host of the show. This is where it's at, man. Great interviews all week long. Subscribe or die. Peace.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Info Don't die,
Joe. Info Joe, we do appreciate it. And, you know, Info Joe brought up a great point. You know, we are indeed the best boxing podcast. And we are indeed where the boxing fans need to come to get that information. And just like we're the go-to place for boxing information, my friends over at the Tax Doctors are the go-to place for any tax issues. The Tax Doctors are great. They got their PhD in this tax shit. And if you give them a call at 833-TBV-TAXX, that's 833-TBV-TAX with two X's, you will see why the Tax Doctors are the TBV of Texas, the best. But it does look like we have gotten to each and every caller. It's a pleasure, as always, to be joined alongside my co-host, Mr. Nesta Gibbs, my producer, Mr. Bo Mason. But we are not done with the show. We do have more Super Chats. We do have more raffles. So we have to make sure to handle that. So Boxing Plug with a $10 Super Chat says, I will be in the building for the Charlo fight. Me too. Mm. I was hoping that the donor know if I would be in the States. Bantamweight will be the next undisputed. It actually will not, champ, as...
Runs Viao. As a franchise.
You're in...
Wrong weight class.
Wrong weight class, but that fight is right after Kambosos Haney. So even though we have Charlo Castaño this weekend, we will have another undisputed fight in three fucking weeks.
I got a caller, Javier in Anaheim.
Well, we got to spin the wheel for him first.
All right.
Danny's hat.
Oh, fuck. Spin the wheel. I just hung up on Javier.
Damn. And boxing plug, if you send $5 in the next 60 seconds, you will get not one, but two entries into the David Benavidez raffle giveaway.
Sweet deal. That's a sweet deal.
All right. All right. So who next? Looks like Ja the Real. He says, at Info Joe, got back to the old intro. Give that wheel a spin for Info Joe support. All right, champ. But that isn't Info Joe's old intro. Maybe he meant to say go back to the old intro.
I think that's what he meant.
We gotta crop it down a little bit, Joe. Did you see it? Yeah. Next one. We got a hat entry, so, and he's got to send an extra $5 if he want to be in the hat.
Ja, you got to send an extra $5 and
Ja
boxing plug as well if you would like to be entered into the David Benavidez, you know, raffle.
All right, so it looks like we got Javier and Anaheim on Black Talk.
Oh, yo, what up, Nat? Can you guys hear
what
me?
What up? Yep.
You know, I just called in. You know, I got all the favorites this weekend. But just real quick, my boy just got out. He's been locked up for 8 years. And we were just talking about the show. I was listening to it with him yesterday. And he was reminding me, what was the name of that boxing show? You remember you started when you started in as a caller?
The Boxing Truth. And Rope-A-Dope Radio.
All right. Yeah. That was just my call, man. We're just remembering when you used to get all excited about getting callers in from California when you first started.
Yeah.
We just talked about that on the ride back yesterday. So shout out to him.
Well, congratulations to him, man. Tell him stay out, and hopefully, you know, he finds something great to do and can definitely put one good foot forward.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We got Boxing Plug that sent his $5 and said, let's go.
Nah, the Real sent their $5, said, go back to the old intro. So you both will be entered into the respective raffles.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go!
For Boxing Plug, that is two entries into the autograph custom TBV, David Benavidez signed gloves, and then Ja the Real. That will be for the TBV hats. And I think we have one more caller. And
just know, pretty soon the wheel's going to get so big. Like, it'll be a Benavidez glove there.
A Devin Haney glove there.
Damn, you said that? I wasn't going to say that. So it was for sure. He's like, whoa.
Oh.
Put it in the air, universe.
You can't win.
Who we got in the Discord? The video.
Oh, I haven't heard that intro in so long. Let's see. Every time I think it's him, it's actually Vega.
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some. But you live. Live another day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
In Jesus' name. And we all know God only made one thing for me, and that's my boxing ring.
Sensational.
Hey, what's going on? Ness, Danny, Bama Bo, what's good with y'all?
What up, what up?
Oh, well.
Nothing much. I'm just waiting for these. We've been getting these great fights. So my man, Dimitri Bivol. You know I had to throw that out there. Even though I am I'm a fan of Canelo, but we'll see him back in the ring. But other than that, I got Charlo. You already know, Lions only. Knockout, later rounds, like 8 or 9. Put me down for that. Got Boots, of course. Other than that, great shows, great interviews. I like Jerry Forrest. Yeah, just great fights. Yeah, God bless y'all.
Davidian, God bless. We appreciate the call. And
amen.
We are
done. It's a wrap. Nestor Gibbs on tick. Oh, who's that? Why so serious? Is Jonathan Sims. What up?
So I trust God's word. And God's word's been treating me very well. I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name.
Yo.
What up?
Oh, what up? First, hey, Ness, let me get some crow, man.
All right.
Got mouths to feed.
I haven't been able to call in to get my crow. And let me get one more serving.
Damn, you hungry today.
Fat boy gotta eat.
That was specifically for Bivol. Even though I still slightly feel like Canelo has the better talent, I mean, I can't deny what I saw, and I underestimated Bivol. I actually overlooked him. I actually called him a cherry. So that's just me paying my respect back to the man who earned my respect through his actions. So, you know, much respect to Bivol and his victory. I got Charlo. I'm picking my boy Slugger, a.k.a. Jerry Forrest. And I got Boots for my picks. Danny, one thing I want to tell you, I don't know if you came up with the name yet, but it was I who very first dropped the name, A Ring Walk with Danny. I did the $2 super chat that Ness missed, and then I kicked it off with the first one the next day at $5, and then, of course, everybody else just played off my name.
Yeah, we picked yours, and we had
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I must have missed that call, that show.
Yeah, so we did, in fact, I picked yourself and Supermax, so it'll be TBV Presents A Ring Walk with Danny. So I really want to say thank you, because Saturday will be the first time that we get to debut that, right, with the actual title. So I will be in Carson at the StubHub, at the Jermell Charlo, Brian Castaño Undisputed Fight. So I'm looking forward to meeting all the TBV people and just boxing fans alike and being able to debut the name. So, bro, appreciate, the creativity and coming up with that.
For sure. And one day, you know, I'll catch you at a fight and I might be able to be on the show.
No,
who knows?
1,000%. And when you do, you better let it be known on camera. I came up with it.
I got you. It's a TBV thing, though. So, Ness, I'm not coming for you, but I just want to piggyback off one of the callers. Me and you done have some back calls about this, so you might know where I'm going. I'm not going to go as far as to say to Duke that Akin Brock got in your quote-unquote ass, but I do think they expose some things that, whether you admit online or behind closed doors, that, you know, hopefully you grow from. Because, you know, I'm the type of guy, I look at a situation and I vehemently try to pull things out that say what I could have done better. And God has blessed you and the show has grown, but I think there are some things you could have did better to handle that situation.
Yeah, I don't know what he speaks of, but we got some other callers like Hawk, and he's ready. So
why so serious?
What time is it?
Yo.
Yo. You hear me?
We hear you.
All right. A Ring Walk with Danny. What's up, my brother?
Brother, how you feeling?
All right. Feeling good. You know, I'm high as hell all day anyway.
what you smoking, Hawk? What you smoking on?
Smoking on. Who you been drinking with?
What flavor you got?
Man, they changed the name. It's purple something purple. They give me a new name every time, but it's something purple. It's fire. Happy
Smoke
birthday,
weed every
day.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Yes. And yo, Ness.
Yo.
About this, what up, my brother?
What up?
Ain't too much, man. About that Akin Brock interview you did, bro.
Uh-oh.
Just like every other interview you did, it was the best. That's why everybody talks. Anything you do is the best. That's why they keep talking shit, bro. You were on point, period. Now on to the and 531 is around the corner. Just reminding you.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go. I think Charlo, I mean, did y'all see that press conference? Because Charlo was talking, this is United States against Argentina?
Really?
Yeah, man, they started chanting that shit, and it started going USA, then the Argentina started yelling, they was going back and
forth. They did it last Brian time, Custer, too.
Brian Custer was trying to calm this shit down. It got crazy in there, right? So when they finally calmed it down, what's his name? Castillo?
Clayton?
Yeah. No, the boxer.
Castillo Clayton.
Yeah, okay. He said, I see Charlo getting out loud and getting everybody out there, but this ain't about the United States. This is about me and him. So he must be nervous.
You're talking about, Castaño.
Castaño, yeah, Castaño. He said he must be nervous because he keeps yelling and starting the noise. And then Charlo kind of got tight for a minute. I was like, wow, that's crazy. He said he's nervous. He told Charlo, you're nervous, and that's why you're starting up this USA against Argentina stuff. So, you know, it was wild. But with that confidence he got, I don't know. I'm on a fence right now, bro. I say it's going to be a knockout. I just don't know who knocking who out.
You on a fence?
I'm on a fence on this.
Just because he was talking tough?
No, because in the last fight, I thought he won. I didn't think Charlo won that fight.
Okay.
I ain't think Charlo won that fight, and I don't see much different in his attitude. So that's the only part I'm talking about. He seems the calmer of the two. So, you know, we noticed that even with the
Charlo told you that. He told you a long time ago that's passion, though.
Yeah, it is. That's how he fight. That's how he go. He was backing up a lot in that other fight, though, in his last fight. You know, the boy was putting the pressure on him. He was backing up. Charlo was looking a little different in that fight. I hope Charlo win, you know. But I just got to go off of the skills I see, you know. Not the skills. But go off of what I saw in that last fight, bro. Cut it.
We got Jonathan Sims counterpunch. Why so serious?
Gonna inform you something.
Hello. Jonathan Sims. Hello.
That's
LV Slugger.
LV Slugger, what up? I'm in the building. What up?
What up, fellas? You buy my boat. What up, big dog?
Oh, well.
You know what? Yes, man. Yeah, excited for the weekend, man. I'm just going to hit on what a lot of the other callers been saying, you know, Stainless and Info been saying, you know, the boxing guys, man, they definitely blessing us with a lot of big fights coming up. You know, we got David next week, Rolly and Tank that following weekend, and, you know, another undisputed man, and David. Seven and Kambosos closing it up. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all of it. But, yeah, to this weekend, man, you know, I need to look at that press conference. You know what I'm saying? I do want to look at that press conference, see what it's talking about. But I do expect Charlo to get it done. You know, if you remember the last fight, he did close out well. You know, I think he won probably like them last three rounds. So I expect him to pick up where he left off. You know what I'm saying? And, may even get the stoppage this fight. You know, I think Castaño definitely going to come to fight. It's going to be a tough fight, but I'm going to put some money on that 10-12 knockout. You know, but, yeah, and I'm excited to see Boots as well, man, see your Boots. You know, I think Castillo going to have some resilience. You know, he ain't going to just fold, but I think the Boots talent, you know, is definitely there. And, you know, I expect him to come out with the KO as well, man, probably a late stoppage. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, looking forward to the weekend. Bang, man, that's my call.
All right. Jonathan Sims.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I just want you to know I'm not, like, trying to criticize you or anything. I, too, thought that interview was great, and I think you do great work. I was just specifically talking about the Errol Spitz situation, about how you brought that up to them and how that played out. And I just felt like I said, there are some things you could have done better to make sure that situation didn't turn out the way it did. But we're moving on, and hopefully you've learned from that and we'll just continue to grow.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What was wrong with that situation? I thought that was a great show. It had fantastic numbers.
No, right. No, I'm just saying as far as the back and forth, I don't know if you were receptive to what they were saying as far as how they can understand why Errol Spence was upset with you. Maybe if that helps add clarity.
Nah, I'm never going to be understanding of that. Everyone in this world, everyone in this world has an opinion and an asshole, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, whether he thought I was an asshole because of my opinion, no one should hold the first of all, God will never bless me to be rich, and then I'm going to hold grudge on someone that's not in my tax bracket.
That's, I don't even think it's about that, honestly,
I think
because
is.
You're right.
I
okay, well,
is.
Can I tell my thoughts?
There
can
should.
I give you my perspective?
Like, you don't even
May
know.
I?
Like, my man went as far as blocking me. Think about that. Like, you're
all
rich.
All because you said that
but you're rich,
he wasn't going to do the numbers.
You're rich, though. Like, I'm on your mind that you blocking me.
That was all because you said about the numbers.
No, all because I made a prediction.
That was weak, bro. That's a weak reason.
No, it's only Earl Spence fans want me to fix the
you do
situation.
Some stuff
like,
I might not agree with, but that one right there was weak from Errol
it's
Spence.
Not that I want
that
you.
Weak.
It's not that I want you to fix the situation. I'm just telling you from a perspective of where there's opportunity.
But that's
for
what
you
I'm
to
saying.
Grow.
I wouldn't care if it was a million motherfuckers telling me. I don't see it as an opportunity
okay,
to grow.
Well, can I, tell
I
you
only
when,
see it as
tell-
an opportunity. As I only see it as what it is, and it is someone extra sensitive.
That one right there was weak.
Okay.
That's a weak reason to not rock with somebody because they said your numbers weren't going to be good.
Let him get his call off. He got plenty of time. He got all day.
That's just from your perspective. Let me paint the picture this way. Yes, at the time, which ironically, because now you push for fighters to move up multiple divisions to fight, but that's neither here nor there. Mikey at the time, undefeated. Okay, we all knew Earl was going to win. But the relationship that you had with Earl, I'm talking about at the Gleason's gym when it's just you and two other people there and that one ticket saying, oh, he camera shot. When you brought him on in 2014, when you would go to his gym and sit in front of the mirror and be able to record sparring, nobody else, for you to continue to harp on not only the fight but how the numbers won't do well in reflection, one could take that as like, damn, you almost like Day-Day. I hope it don't do well. I know it ain't going to do well. I bet you it won't do well. And it's just like, but you're supposed to be my nigga at the very
no,
least.
No, that's what you were interpreting because I said neither of those things. See, you just like him. You're listening to what I'm saying, but you're hearing what you want. So because I said 50,000, you heard you ain't going to do good. You ain't going to sell. You ain't no star. I ain't say that. Y'all putting that shit into the universe. I ain't say that shit. I'm inside. It's a million motherfuckers out here that said Floyd won't sell or Floyd to get knocked out. Like, damn, you stop talking to motherfuckers. You said you're going to lose? I'm entitled to my opinion. And this is what I'm saying. I don't care. That's what you don't get. You've been trying to do this shit for years. But let me tell you something. Ken Porter and Sean Porter stopped talking to me because I picked Keith. But they was big enough to start talking to me again because they realized it's a fucking pick. It's a pick. Pick, man. You trying to justify bullshit.
It's not that I'm trying to justify bullshit.
Yes,
what I'm
are.
Trying to tell you is about the opportunity to grow.
No
right, matter who
no,
the fighter
he needs to grow. Didn't you hear me? Sean and Ken stopped talking to me because I picked Keith. Then they start talking to me. It's not me that need to grow. I'm in a position to make my prediction. Really that's my job. You talking about your friend, your relationship. Man, I don't want to hear none of that shit. Ain't none of these
would
motherfuckers my friend. None of them is my friend. Is anybody paying my goddamn mortgage?
That doesn't
did anybody help me when I was losing my house? What is you talking about? Ain't
friend.
Nobody send me no goddamn money.
Did you ask?
Oh, man. All right. That's enough. Go ahead, George. He getting too much time. You tripping out here. Did I ask? You're not even talking realistic. Like, realistic, you want somebody to just call a stranger. You tripping. Y'all tripping. Y'all think it's more than what it was. First of all, I went to the gym like maybe three times. Man, I visited Keith, Sean, Wilder, Danny, fucking so many people, Tevin Farmer, like way more than that. This is a fantasy you have built up in your head. You know what I mean? And I can't take that out of your head. You think it's going to get fixed. That shit ain't going to fix. This dude is the type of person to block a stranger, a poor stranger. Like, I'm not even on your level. Like, what is you blocking me for? So it's obviously some deeply rooted shit that you think we going to fix because you super chatted. You need to super chat him, DM him, tag him, all that great shit. Because it ain't me. I'm out here doing my job every day. But we did get to every single caller. That is everybody. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 140,000. We do got some raffles to do. Danny's magical hand. Or should I say lucky hand?
And we are only 121.
Only 120.
Away.
It's for the hat, Danny.
Hat, hand in the hat, head down, can't see what he's picking. What you doing? Who is it?
You know I can't read it.
Oh, my goodness. Says Chuck Arzola.
Arzola was his name. Arzola? Chuck Arzola?
What was this for?
The hat.
Oh!
And that brings us down to what? Five TBV hats left?
Four.
That's right.
And next raffle
is for
keychain.
Let that sink in, though. Look at all. Who have I talked more about, Bo, as a listener? Have I been more critical of Earl or Crawford?
I'm gonna tell the truth. Say that again.
Have I been more critical of
Crawford?
Earl?
You killing Crawford every day, and
he's
I love.
Stealing block. He literally still. I tag him on anything, and he looks at it.
And they low key still be communicating with us. Know what I'm saying? The count.
So, you know, let that sink in, man.
It ain't even low-key. It's out there. They always in the comments and everything.
What was this for?
That's for the keychain.
Keychain.
A Crown.
And Young Teezy. A Crown going to come to the appreciation night wearing everything. TBV swagged out.
I have a TBV grid, little mouthpiece and everything. And then we got one last one.
The last one is for...
Hold on, let me look at my list again. I forgot what it was for.
This got to be for the glove.
No.
Nah, the glove.
Gloves next Thursday.
That's right.
So for those of you who have been asked to the custom David Benavidez autograph glove, that giveaway will be on this episode next week. So next Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, for our flagship show, we will announce the David Benavidez glove winner.
This is for the Drink RX t-shirt.
Wow.
Hey, Crown.
Chuck Arzola.
Remember, he sent the $50 twice, so
that's
he got like
good.
Double entries into everything.
That's good, bro, because, you know, I don't want you to spend all that money and not win.
So he spent $50 twice. He got the T-shirt, and he got a TBV hat.
Yes, sir.
Just
so
off the whim.
Got his money's worth for sure.
Yep.
But we do appreciate each and every one of you.
Yes, sir.
We will be back tomorrow morning.
Cook crap.
6 a.m.
Early morning.
9 a.m. Eastern.
Birds chirping.
I am your co-host.
Ringwalk
Denny.
Almanac.
All platforms.
Almanac.
Just my guy.
That's his guy.
Nesta Gibbs. In real life. And on TikTok. But on Instagram and Twitter, it's not Nesta Gibbs. It is. Nest GTO.
Yes, it is.
And then that's our producer, Bama Bo, Mr. Bo Mason himself, Bo Mason underscore TBV.
Yo, where can they find you, George? They need to see your video. Wrestling Lions.
Mm. You can find my video. You can find me on social media at Mr. George Carmona. Yes, I am a teacher, so that makes sense. And you can find the videos that Sticky Paws is making at Sticky Paws Studios on YouTube. Help us out, guys.
Check it out.
$1 million voice.
Peace.
We out. Back tomorrow morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was another wrap of another amazing interview. I just want to thank everybody here at Sticky Paws and behind the scenes TBV team doing everything we need to do to keep this ship moving and sailing properly. I'm very excited.